Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He denies he's done anything wrong, and General John Allen is getting support from his bosses amid the investigation into inappropriate emails with a woman who started the investigation that uncovered ex-CIA Director David Petraeus' affair with his biographer. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
Well, there's this warning from the Defense Secretary.
No one should leap to any conclusions.
And Leon Panetta is praising Marine Corps General John Allen, who remains commander of Allied forces in Afghanistan, even as a promotion is on hold.
He certainly has my continued confidence to lead our forces and to continue the fight.
Meanwhile, the acting director of the CIA, Mike Morrell, has begun his appearances at closed-door hearings on Capitol Hill. But lawmakers say they still want to hear from David Petraeus about what and when the agency knew about the deadly attack on U.S. facilities in Benghazi, Libya. Dave.
Now, Rich, President Obama will face questions about all that at his news conference today and on the so-called fiscal cliff.
The White House has drawn a red line. Press Secretary Jay Carney says the president will not accept an agreement that does not include a tax hike on American families earning $250,000 a year or more.
A balanced approach requires substantial revenues, and those revenues need to come from those who can afford it, the wealthiest among us.
Republicans have offered to raise revenue by reforming the tax code, eliminating loopholes, but they remain opposed to raising tax rates, which they contend will hurt the economy. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
Pakistan has freed several Taliban prisoners, low to mid-level militants, hoping they can facilitate the peace process in Afghanistan. There's been a lot of anger in New York about long power outages on Long Island after Hurricane Sandy.
The guys from out of state told us that this thing was being held together with bubblegum and haywire.
And now the chief operating officer of Long Island's power authority says he'll step down at the end of the year. Most of the homes that don't need repairs have power back now. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in a donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Take all our Bryan Broadcasting stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Ashley Furniture, American Lube Center, and Watercrest at Bryan. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowner's coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Monday night crash that closed University near Veterans Park for 90 minutes began with two bicyclists attempting to cross the highway. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says one motorist who swerved to avoid hitting the bicycles went into oncoming traffic, leading to a three-vehicle crash.
The bicyclist was cited for failure to yield the right-of-way from a private driveway. Luckily, the bicyclists were not hit, and looking at the accident report, it doesn't look like there were any injuries.
Seaton says the accident report did not indicate whether the bicycles had headlights and reflectors or if the 9 and 69-year-old riders were wearing reflective clothing. Seaton says no tickets were issued to any of the drivers. Bryan police are investigating a series of altercations between a 12-year-old waiting for a school bus and a motorist. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a parent filed the report Monday after school.
A child reported to his parents that a passing motorist, had gotten into a brief altercation with him where he sustained a very minor injury. During that investigation, it was determined that child was antagonizing that motorist some, and he took the matters into his own hands.
The preteen followed McKeithen's suggestion to tell his parents.
We encourage parents to advise their children not to engage in any kind of rude behavior while they're waiting for the bus.
And motorists who have issues should relay information to bus drivers, who in turn can contact school administrators. One of three men accused of murdering a Bryan man in October of last year has entered a plea agreement. 23-year-old Clayton Thompson of Bryan was sentenced to 45 years for shooting Billy Menard Jr. at Menard's apartment. Thompson will serve at the same time a 10-year term for violating probation from an unrelated aggravated assault. He will have to serve at least half of the sentence before becoming eligible for parole. Awaiting trials in the Menard murder are Christopher Hernandez and Travis Carroll. Authorities say the shooting followed a confrontation between the co-defendants and the victim over the sale of marijuana. This Thursday, Brazos County residents can receive free flu shots without ever leaving their cars. Head coordinator Mike Paulus says it's part of an emergency preparedness exercise to see how quickly the health department could vaccinate Brazos County in the event of an epidemic.
It's kind of a no-muss, no-fuss type point of distribution that we just want to kind of try to calculate, well, how many people can we get through there in a given period of time so we can figure out how many of these locations we'd have to set up around the county to be able to vaccinate the entire population of the county within a set time frame.
The drive-through flu shots will be administered to anyone over age 18 at the Central Baptist Church parking lot from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. With Christmas right around the corner, Bill McGuire and the Better Business Bureau want to make sure you stay safe as you shop. McGuire says sometimes emotions run high and you need to plan ahead.
When you're out there doing your Christmas shopping, you want to check a store's layaway plans. They do have them, but sometimes the small print can get you, mm-hmm. So you got to read carefully. And also read about what a store's return policy is, because that's very important.
He says if anything sounds too good to be true, it probably is. This is the last week to register for the 86th BCS Christmas Parade. Today's the last day to mail your entry information in order for it to arrive by the deadline of Friday afternoon at 5. Last-minute entries may be hand-delivered to the Bryan Broadcasting offices at Crystal Park Plaza in College Station. Details are online at bcsparade.com. WTOW News Time is 6:10. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
The biggest sale in the history of Hogan's Trucks is happening in November. Hi, this is David, and this is not a sales gimmick. You'll never be able to purchase a zero-turn rider mower from me at a lower price than you can during our November sale. We're celebrating our 28 years in the Brazos Valley with prices so low you'll need to call me for the details. 778-7481. That's 778-7481. Don't let this opportunity pass. Come see us for this great sales event at Hogan's Trucks on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses, maybe samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Any cloudiness this morning across the forecast area is expected to give way to sunshine. It'll turn quite comfortable later today with a high in the mid to upper 60s. Overnight skies will be clear. We'll slide back down into the upper 30s. Mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow with highs once again in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow night clear, low in the lower 40s. Sunshine during the day on Friday, highs Friday in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. As the Tide rolls out after the Alabama victory, we'll talk more about maybe the Heisman Trophy. Also, Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball takes the court, and we had some NBA action last night as well. All coming up here in just a bit with sports.
So the Tide is continuing to what?
As the Tide has rolled out. We move on to the talk of Heisman.
Tide is turning.
Oh, I got you.
So, it was a horrible, horrible pun.
No.
I thought it was great. I support you, Kevin.
How is Texas A&M's football team like the moon? They both control the Tide.
You want to hear?
So you repeat it if we don't laugh? Is that how it works?
I do the rim shot before the punchline.
Hey, keep that handy. You ready?
Yeah.
Spencer Neely after the victory. Yeah. Spencer Neely is like the most forthcoming guy at the press conference ever.
Yeah.
Here's Spencer after the during the press conference.
After winning that game, you know, me and Coach Price probably hugged. If you wouldn't know he was married and then I like girls a lot, you would think that we were together. But
what?
He's just the most honest kid, and he's so much fun.
Has a good time.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with having a good time. Anyway. So, yeah, so Kat, how's the Texas A&M football team like the moon?
You already told that joke, Scott.
Well, no, I was going to let you do the punchline.
Why?
Because it makes it funny.
Oh.
They both control the touch. You wasn't listening.
Nah. I was listening. Oh, okay. Just was so dumb.
What? Yeah? Okay.
Well, I mean, not that I have never told a dumb joke before.
I was going to say, all right.
Tread lightly.
The standards are, a little tight this morning.
In a ruling issued yesterday, a judge in North Carolina said that state law prohibits citizens from, well, using wild animals in celebrations.
Like,
Well, I knew you were going to ask
for
that.
For sacrifice?
So yeah.
No, which means that the town of Brasstown, North Carolina, will not be able to have their possum drop. Yeah.
A possum drop.
Is that like cat juggling?
Well, the possum drop apparently attracts thousands to Brasstown. During the drop, the possum is suspended in a see-through box covered with holiday tinsel and lowered
kind of like a ball drop.
Well, but slowly, see? I don't
that's
know.
So dumb. I think that's hilarious.
Of course it is. Well, we may have to call Brasstown this week, and we may give them a day or two to get over it.
We should have a BCS possum drop.
Now quit that. Now don't start that.
Why not?
Well, because
if you're going to do that, you need to do it in Possum Kingdom.
No, yeah. Or we could have a skunk drop. How exciting would that be?
I don't know. It depends
on who handles the rope.
Yeah, who's loading the box? I'm not sure. It's gonna be a good day. See, these people are in trouble with PETA. I don't think we want PETA raining hell down on Bryan College Station.
I really could give two tinkers
information
about PETA.
Yeah.
People eating tasty animals.
That's what it means. Drove down the street just to get here.
Took a train, a plane, a bus. Did y'all take a train or plane or bus?
Not today. I drove my truck. I'm sorry.
So does the town now have to play possum so they're not in trouble?
Oh, very nice. Thank you. Thank you.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hey, there you go. It's, let's see, it's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Today is Loosen Up, Lighten Up Day.
Sounds like a plan.
Is that why our jokes are so bad?
Exactly, starting early. American Teddy Bear Day. Don't need no fur and teddy bears. It's all American.
So it's basically Kevin O'Connor Day?
That's it, sure. He's our teddy bear. And also, it's Guacamole Day. I'm not sure how to celebrate that.
I would love to celebrate some Guacamole Day.
Okay. Me too. I wish I'd known ahead. I would have brought some. I make some kicking guacamole.
Well,
I'm just saying.
All right, well,
not to brag or anything.
Okay, yeah, we'll let you do that then. You know, you can prove your claim
at some
point. I make
some nice roasted salsa, too.
There you go. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Let's see. Josh Duhamel. The Transformers guy is 40 today.
Uh-huh.
Kurt Schilling, Boston Red Sox.
Sure, yeah.
46 today.
He's kind of a character.
He is, and he owes the state of Rhode Island tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? Yeah, some video game thing or whatever. Yeah.
Patrick Warburton, who has one of the best voices ever in the history of voices.
Yeah, does a lot of TV stuff. He played Putty on Seinfeld.
Correct.
And I think he's in Rules of Engagement now.
And he's the voice of the handicapped guy and Family Guy.
Oh, of course. Well, don't watch that show. Every time I watch that show, I just think I'm inching closer to hell. I just, Lee, it's funny, but
it is lowest common denominator.
Yeah. I've only seen parts of one episode.
That's enough. Yeah.
How did that fish get a brain?
How did the what?
How did that fish start talking?
Fish? I've never seen.
Isn't there
a
fish?
There's a dog that talks.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought there was a goldfish who had acted like a spy or something.
She got into the wino's wine.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Hanging with the hobo again.
All right. Well, we'll bring you a DVD of several of them if you want to.
No, thanks.
Okay. Just make sure you watch it Saturday so you go to church on Sunday.
That's right.
Okay. Laura San Giancomo is 50. She was Maya Gallo in Just Shoot Me, which was a really good show for a while and just kind of went away. She was also in A Pretty Woman.
Okay.
Condi Rice is 58 today.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I thought you announced this a couple of weeks ago, but I've got Yanni's birthday today.
Yeah,
58.
I know. I noticed that this morning, too. Well,
maybe he has two birthdays.
That'd be fine.
He's that
be
kind
okay.
of guy.
Yeah, it'd be all right.
James Young, guitarist from Styx, 63.
Uh-huh.
Boutros Ghali is 90.
What, he couldn't come up with another name, right?
Yeah.
His parents couldn't name him like something different.
So nice they named him twice.
Boutros
Ghali or something.
I read an article yesterday about someone named Niels Nielsen. So,
okay.
I mean, people can do that.
It does, yeah.
It should be Boutros by Ghali.
Yeah, that was nice, yeah.
And finally, His Royal Majesty Prince Charles, 64 today.
Who's figuring he probably would have been king by now?
I don't think Charles is a royal magistrate. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
He's the Prince of Wales.
He's the Prince of Wales.
Which, but if you say it like whales, then it's a big fat animal, and it's funny.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Californians adopt Prop 30, which is going to raise taxes on the rich. You realize it's going to be 13.3% state income tax. In New York, I thought it was bad at 9 and 10%. All right, let's say the top marginal rate's 35. Or let's say it's got what it's going to be is 40. So it's 40. Then you got California, that's 13.3. That's 53.3. Then you've got FICA, Social Security, which you're probably never going to get because it'll be means tested away from you if you're paying this top rate. Property tax if you own a house. Then you got your business tax if you own a business. Then you got your mandates, Obamacare, et cetera, et cetera. You realize people are now heading into the 60, 65% rate out in California. If I lived in California, I'd want to get out of there as soon as I can.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-320-8359. That's 1-800-320-8359. 1-800-320-8359.
Concerns about Chinese enterprises. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. An advisory panel is wary of U.S. investments made by China's state-owned enterprises, or SOEs. The U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission says Congress should consider tougher screening for such investments. The panel says the Chinese government could continue to subsidize the enterprises even if they build facilities in the U.S. That would allow the SOEs to sell products for less than it costs to make them and drive American competitors out of business. Nearly half of all the smartphones sold around the world over the summer were made by either Apple or Samsung. Gartner reports the two technology companies had a combined market share of more than 46% in the third quarter. Toyota is recalling more than 2.75 million vehicles, including some Prius hybrids, because of steering and water pump problems. 670,000 of the recalled vehicles were sold in the U.S. Stock market futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
The countdown has begun at Walden Brook Estates, and savings like these don't happen often and won't be back anytime soon. Now's the time to find out how you can take advantage of savings of up to $895 a month or $10,740 a year at Walden Brook Estates. But savings like this can't last forever. You have until November 30th, and then this deal is gone for good. Call Walden Brook Estates to find out how you can save over $10,000 in rent. But hurry. Call 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045.
2045.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time, with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. Continue to have a pretty nice week of weather. We're going to have temperatures probably up into the 60s today. That'll feel pretty nice, about 65. Again, kind of chilly at night, around 36 or so, but there aren't many winds, so it's kind of a calm chill. And we'll continue those numbers for the next couple of nights. Then on Friday, our high is 69, 68 on Saturday, and the same thing on Sunday. And the low temperatures then will be probably in the middle 40s. So about the kind of thing you expect for this time of year, and it's nice. Humidity right now is 66%. Got a few clouds out there, and we've got 45 degrees. Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
If you're going to be successful at anything, people have to be able to trust you. And there are 8 pillars of trust. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Do you know people who make commitments and then flake out?
Many, many, many people are making commitments, I think, without counting the cost, without thinking about, really, am I going to really stick with this, or I'm just going to say it? It's so easy to say.
David Horsager, author of the book The Trust Edge, says keeping commitments is only one of several pillars of trust.
The clarity pillar, for instance. People trust the clear, and they mistrust or distrust the ambiguous. So if it's a salesperson, I trust someone who's clear on the benefits. The parent that's clear, the parent that's ambiguous about expectations, we don't tend to trust. The character pillar, you know, I might trust you, Mike, because of your high character, but I might not trust you to give me a root canal. So you've got to have competency at that. So there's the competency pillar.
There's also the connection pillar.
This idea that we trust those that are willing to collaborate and connect. There's the contribution pillar, which speaks to the idea that I need someone who gives me results. Might have a lot of compassion, might have a lot of character, but if she does not give me the results I asked for or expected, I won't trust her.
And the final pillar is consistency.
And that's the king of the pillars. We trust those that are consistent. They're the same every time. And by the way, we can trust for good or bad. You're late all the time, I'll trust you to be late. You know, I trust you at what you do repeatedly. Whatever you're consistent at, I trust.
It's Something You Should Know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming holiday issue of Brass's Family Magazine. Learn lots of fun and healthy seasonal recipes, discover the latest in holiday wear for children, and Brass's Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the holiday edition of Brass's Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
WTW News Time is 6:30. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man has admitted to his part in a murder that took place just over a year ago. As part of a plea agreement, 23-year-old Clayton Thompson was sentenced to 45 years and will have to serve at least half that time before he is eligible for parole. Thompson fired one shot through the front door of a Bryan apartment that killed Billy Menard Jr. The deal also calls for Thompson to serve a 10-year sentence from an unrelated aggravated assault at the same time. Thompson was one of three men arrested in Menard's death following a dispute about selling marijuana. Awaiting trials are co-defendants Travis Carroll and Christopher Hernandez. You may have been caught in a traffic delay Monday night if you were driving on University near Veterans Park. College Station police closed the highway for 90 minutes following a three-vehicle crash. Officer Rhonda Seaton says the chain reaction began after a motorist avoiding two bicyclists swerved into the path of oncoming traffic. The accident report did not state whether the 69 and 9-year-old riders were wearing reflective clothing or if their bicycles had headlights and reflectors.
You are supposed to have a headlight on your bicycle and you're supposed to have reflectors. It's always smart, but not state law, to wear some type of retroreflective clothing. Retroreflective bounces back to the light. Fluorescent clothing helps you be visible during the daytime, but at nighttime, you need to have something that is retroreflective.
Seaton says one of the bicyclists was cited for failing to yield the right-of-way as he attempted to cross University into the park. None of the drivers were ticketed, and there were no injuries. A very minor injury to a 12-year-old waiting for a school bus has led to a Bryan police investigation. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the preteen, while waiting for a school bus Monday morning, was antagonizing a passing motorist who then took the matters into his own hands.
If you're a passing motorist, we encourage you not to to have a little more patience with children. I mean, they are children. But if you do have some issues, to either, you know, wait for the bus driver and talk to the bus driver so that that bus driver can contact the school or contact that child's parents.
McKeithen says the child told a parent who contacted police Monday afternoon. If you're selecting a pet as a Christmas present, the Better Business Bureau wants you to be safe from scams. President Bill McGuire says unless you can visit the breeding facility before purchasing, do not buy from a website.
You better look for the hidden gotchas. Always check credentials of the breeder or the shelter. Ask the breeder if he's a member of the American Kennel Club. Do not support puppy mills. Beware of scammers who offer to rehome their purebred puppy in exchange for transportation or vaccination fees.
McGuire adds that for the least stress on Christmas, only buy what the pet will need, then go together as a family to choose one. Free flu shots will be available to anyone over 18 this Thursday at a drive-through clinic, courtesy of the Brazos County Health Department.
Mike Paulus says the clinic is an important exercise because the department needs to know how to vaccinate the population efficiently.
This is one of the ways we could have people flow through. You know, we could just throw the drugs in there with the information sheet, and we can get people through there real quick. We've found the drive-through system, at least in the past two exercises we've had, we find that to be a lot more efficient than the walk-in facility is.
The clinic will be from 4 to 6 at the Central Baptist Church parking lot, and those waiting in line will need to fill out a form. Santa is looking for you to join him at the 86th BCS Christmas Parade. Details are online at bcsparade.com. Today is the last day to mail your entry form. That's because the official deadline is Friday afternoon at 5. You can hand-deliver last-minute entries to the Bryan Broadcasting offices in College Station at Crystal Park Plaza. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturday, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for 8 magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations. Feast on international food and beverages and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners, Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Couple of nice days in the forecast. We start out with some morning cloudiness, but as the day progresses, it'll become mostly sunny. It'll be comfortable outside later today, high 65 to 70. Clear weather tonight, 35 to 40. High pressure stays with us tomorrow, more sun, 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night, low around 40 degrees. Friday's going to be mostly sunny. Highs will range from 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I don't even know half the bulls we're going to.
Well, that's one of the talk.
Well,
of the...
You can only go to one a year. But
wow.
Anyway.
That was Spencer Neely from A&M Football Media Day yesterday. Talk centered around that and Heisman Trophy. So we'll talk about that for you here in about 12 minutes. The ladies are playing number 8 Penn State tonight at Reed Arena. We'll share some of that with you.
Okay.
NBA action as well. And just a throwaway, Brittany Griner scored 27 points last night.
There you go.
Way to go, Brittany.
She's an awesome person.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay, anyway. All right, here you go.
Rude.
I know. Here
we it's
go.
Funny, though.
You ready?
No, it's not.
Hear that?
Sounded like somebody
was that,
dying.
Was that a phone book again?
No, it's a prize drop. We have
a prize drop or a possum drop?
No, it's a prize drop. Anyway, I have new prizes right here in my hand. These are really exciting.
I have some too, remember?
Yeah, these people look forward to. I mean, I'm sure they'll look forward to our other prize, but these people clamor for.
Oh, I think I know what those are.
If we can convince them.
Because I think I have one in here.
Do you? Okay.
I hope I can win one.
Well, they may give you one, Kat, simply because you're an employee and you're not eligible to win.
So. Man.
Wait a second.
Is this for when Santa Claus is going to be in downtown turning on the light switch on Friday?
No.
Are you going to do that? Are you going to be like an elf?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to the big prize fight down in Houston.
Oh, okay. I thought you because, well, we have to get you like an elf costume. I can just see you running around with those shoes, you know, turned up with the little bells on the toes.
No way, Jose.
Yeah. I could just see
I can
that.
See that, too.
Although
yeah.
I probably will end up, if I ever get married, it'll be to someone like Elf.
Buddy the Elf?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a quality guy.
Okay. But, I mean, then you could have Elfette shoes, right?
That's true. Only if I marry an elf will I dress like an elf.
Is an elf An elf is a male, right? Is that?
Well, not all elves are male.
Okay.
I would want to, you know, well, embrace his cultural identity.
That's the question, though. that...
But otherwise, no way. I'm not dressing up as an elf.
All right. Yeah, I'm just thinking, though. I mean, is a female elf an elfette?
Now, if you pay me with candy canes, we might have a deal.
Well, there we go. We'll see.
We'll get to Mr. Downs on that later in the show.
Yes, we will. Okay, so this whole Petraeus thing just got weirder and weirder.
No
yesterday. Kidding. Marine General John Allen, the commander of the Allied forces in Afghanistan, got the vote of confidence yesterday from President Obama. And, of course, if you remember, we had that story yesterday about how he apparently had been exchanging emails with Jill Kelly. Jill Kelly is very interesting.
No kidding.
We thought that this Paula Broadhead was the story, but Jill is apparently a force to be reckoned with there at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. A former officer told CBS News that Jill often looked to bypass protocol officers and make direct connections with the top generals like David Petraeus and John Allen.
And they love that in the Army.
Oh, sure.
What does she look like?
Oh, she's a looker. There's not any doubt about that.
Both of them are attractive
ladies.
Yes,
they are. Yeah, they had it's interesting. One of the pictures circulating yesterday was a picture of Jill Kelly and her husband and David Petraeus' wife, who looks conservative and matronly, I would say, by comparison. This woman is pretty dynamic looking. Anyway, she described herself as a prolific emailer and caller. One admiral, in fact, had instructed an aide, "You'll have to manage her for me." So apparently she liked to inject herself into things. Now, this is another wrinkle to this whole Petraeus thing that came out late yesterday. Jill Kelly, who we were just talking about, with a reputation as an unpaid socialite in the Tampa area, who knew all the top brass and threw them fancy parties with expensive cigars and buffets with expensive caviar. Turns out that some of these parties were funded by a bogus cancer charity.
Really?
It was set up by her husband, Scott Kelly, who is a doctor.
That's just sick.
Yeah, it gets worse. The Kellys established the Dr. Kelly Cancer Foundation in 2007 with the exclusive mission to conduct cancer research to grant wishes to terminally ill adult cancer patients.
And they siphoned money off of that?
Every dime.
Like, they didn't even use any of it to do good?
No. By the end of 2007, the charity had gone bankrupt, having conveniently spent the exact same amount of money as it started with, $157,284. Not a dollar more. They spent to the dime what they had. Of that, $43,000 and change was billed for meals and entertainment, $38,000 and change for travel, and $25,000 and change spent on legal fees. $8,000 and change went to automotive expenses. Amazingly, the Kellys had no comment yesterday on that. I mean, how nasty is this?
What made her think that if she pointed fingers, she wouldn't be investigated?
Because that's the next story I have, Kat. Thanks for leading right into that. Frustrated by the media attention, Jill Kelly's taken to calling 911 multiple times a day.
What?
Okay, we have now crossed beyond the put a diaper on and drive to Florida crazy.
Well,
okay?
I've heard boys say this, that there is a specific ratio of good-lookingness in relation to insanity.
Well, there
and
may
that
well
you can
be.
Only be so good-looking and otherwise you're crazy.
Yeah, it could be. All right. She calls 911 multiple times a day. One of these calls a couple of days ago. Days, all right? The socialite told the dispatcher that somebody was lurking in her yard and asked for a little bit of special protection. She said, quote, "You know, I don't know if by any chance, because I'm an honorary consul general, so that I have inviolability, that possibly you could keep people from crossing into my property.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know if you want to get diplomatic protection involved as well.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, now, listen. This is
she flirting with the police chief, too?
No, she is. This is beyond bizarre. She is an honorary consul of South Korea. A diplomatic official confirmed her status yesterday and explained that she assumed this position last August thanks to her good connections and network. Now, he went on to clarify that that's nothing more than just a symbolic title.
Well, it's like getting an honorary degree from someplace.
Like being a Kentucky colonel.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and comes with no special treatment or protection. She does not work as a real consul. But why does anybody do that? Why do they give that to her? Why do they allow her that access?
Because she's good looking, huh?
And she's got money.
Man, this is just craziness. Just craziness. So.
Well, and then there's the topless FBI guy.
Oh, yeah, takes his shirt off and sends her pictures. It is trailer trash. I mean, it really is. Why?
Just because you're from a trailer doesn't mean...
I understand. No, you're exactly right. And I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that there are people who live in trailers who are trash. People live in big houses, too. But it's just a term meaning this kind of behavior.
What's there's a twist in this that one of the husbands of somebody, and I can't remember who it is, said that there's a whole lot more behind this. You just wait and see.
Really?
Yeah. Well, obviously... Every day ends up being an onion.
It stinks to high heaven.
pulling
it's
back
like a blooming onion.
Yeah, it is. So let's see what else. Okay, here's our quote of the day. Dick Morris. Remember Dick Morris? Dick Morris was the one who called a landslide victory from Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Remember that? Okay. He said, I think that there was, his quote, I think there was a period of time when the Romney campaign was falling apart. People were not optimistic. Nobody thought there was a chance of victory. And I felt it was my duty at that point to go out and say what I said, end quote. Which ends
so
up
he was
being,
shilling.
Yeah, which ends up being duty. well, what this does now, okay, Dick Morris, that's fine. He's a shill. But that reflects on Fox News.
Sure
too.
It does.
Why do you let somebody come on like that and not... And it's Bill O'Reilly who always tells us that's the no-spin zone. You know, what point does he reach across and grab that little hobgoblin and go, what are you talking about?
When was this released? Because it would be interesting, because he records his show in the early afternoon. Yeah, interesting to see what he does today.
He said this yesterday, apparently. So we'll see what happens. That basically means that when he's on there, it's propaganda.
Yeah, exactly.
And if Fox wants to be fair and balanced, if they want to sell themselves as fair and balanced, they got to tell this guy to take a hike or tone it down.
Yeah.
I don't know which.
I think you have to fire him after
Golly,
that.
Golly, I did it because he thought the campaign needed it, so he just goes out and tells a lie. All right, 6:46.
Texas A&M at Alabama, the biggest game, the biggest win. Return to Tuscaloosa and watch the Aggies roll to victory all over again. Don't miss the Aggie football replay tonight at 9, only on CW8.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 17th, it's all you wanted to know about spray rigs and more. When it comes to sprayers, this class covers it all. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
With more than 40 years of watching Texans garden, I feel like I have a perspective to offer suggestions that I think could make the world's most wonderful hobby just a little more rewarding and a whole lot easier. I hope the tips prove useful. I'll be back with details right after this message. My 30th annual Texas gardening calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets, precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. If you want to have an easier landscape and garden, you start with a plan. You wouldn't build a house without a blueprint, and you shouldn't start a garden without some measure of forethought. That means putting it down on paper, drawing it to scale. It's a lot easier to erase and redraw than it is to dig and replant. Use only adapted plants. The last questions you ought to ask at the nursery before you check out are, am I making any mistakes in my choices? Is there anything you should tell me about the plants in my cart? Frankly, it shouldn't matter at all whether you're getting native plants because they may not be native to your soil and your climate anyway. Native means that it grows natively somewhere in Texas. It might be 500 miles from your landscape. You need to make sure it's adapted. Choose plant types that grow to the height and width that you can provide for them. If you do your research beforehand and if you draw your plan correctly, your landscape plan will protect you. You'll be able to see when you're about to create problems. You'll see that you're planting shrubs that will grow 8 feet in height beneath 3-foot windows. You'll see that your lovely live oak is going to crowd out into the street, up into the power lines. Early changes, as in planning phases, are the easy changes. Avoid formal shearing. If we're supposed to be growing square plants, God would have given us square plants. You might as well just cut plywood and make boxes and paint them green if you're just going to square off your plants. Avoid at all costs topping any tree at any time for any purported reason, most especially crepe myrtles. Topping is the quickest possible way to ruin the shape and form of a shade tree or crepe myrtle and to do so forever. Don't ever top any of your plants. Now, if you have a crepe myrtle, I want to offer you a little bit of hope. There is a way to regrow it into an attractive form, and that is to cut it completely to the ground and then train the resprouts, the sprouts that come back up afterwards. You can have a beautiful plant within just a year or 2 years by doing that. But don't top it again. You always want to plan for a manageable, responsible lawn care program. Turf that gets ravaged by heat and drought can come back. Just take good care of it. Talk to your nurseryman. Get a quality fertilizer. Get maximum effect from your color beds. You can spot color into your landscape. You don't have to have 80 feet of color. I'm Neil Sperry, assessing values of shade trees in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. Enjoy signature treats made fresh at the farm, like chocolate chip pie. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Royalty Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now until Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop royaltypecans.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 6:52. Now, as the tide rolls out a little after the Alabama victory, the real talk centers around Johnny Football and the Heisman Trophy, which is awarded to, quote, the most outstanding player of the season. Some polls have Manziel as high as 2, some around 4 or 5. No freshman has ever won the award. At A&M Football Media Day, Coach Sumlin was asked if the hype surrounding the Heisman was something to embrace, or it was more of a bother.
Yeah, that comes with winning. You know, as you win, you know, those types of things come for Heisman. Just a lot of awards come. I was at the Home Depot Awards a couple years ago. I didn't see very many losing coaches there. or losing teams or players or off of losing teams. With that, that's hard, handling winning and handling those types of things that comes with it.
So the next order of business in Aggieland is, what bowl will A&M play in? Speculation surrounds the Cotton Bowl or possibly even the Fiesta Bowl. Senior defensive lineman Spencer Neely had this to say on what the team is talking about where they'd like to go.
You know, we don't want to talk about it because it's one of those things where we just need to go 1-0 this week. We need to win these last two games and then, you know, let the system decide. Unfortunately, the system can be nice. It can be mean, but hopefully in our favor, it'll be really nice. I don't even know half the bowls we're going to.
Fighting Tex Aggie football against Sam Houston State at Kyle Field at 2:30 here. 1:30 is the pregame with Dave and Dave. It's a pay-per-view game, but you can listen right here for free at 1620 WTAW. Danny Green hit a go-ahead three-pointer with 9 seconds left. Tony Parker scored 19 points, and the San Antonio Spurs beat the Los Angeles Lakers 84-82 last night. It's the first loss since firing coach Mike Brown. A&M women's basketball takes on number 8 Penn State tonight. I sat down with Carla Gilbert to find out the difference between the Nittany Lions and the Louisville team that we lost to by just 2 points last week.
You know, we were only...
They actually are more of a run and gun than Louisville was. They get up the floor a little bit quicker, and their shooters are a little bit more precise. So there'll be some things that we'll have to obviously adjust from Louisville, but I think we'll be okay.
Number 15 A&M takes on number 8 Penn State tonight, 7 o'clock, Reed Arena, and you can listen live on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. It's also on TV, by the way, on FSN. More accolades for A&M athletes. Texas A&M senior Henry Lely was awarded this week by the region coaches the Men's Athlete of the Year within the NCAA South Region. And finally, Brittany Griner, 27 points, 8 rebounds, number 1 Baylor, overwhelmed 6th-ranked Kentucky 85-51 last night. That's a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial, 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Tonight, go to your happy place, because the Wednesday Happy Hour is back on NBC. All new comedy begins with the premiere of Whitney, and she's finally married.
Yes and no. We actually got tattoos instead.
Okay, so married-ish.
Let's just say we're married.
Just like you say you graduated college.
Followed by Guys with Kids and the most important rule to teach your children.
Don't bother you unless we're bleeding.
A new hour of comedy begins tonight.
It all begins at 7, followed by KAG's HD News at 10. Thousands of pounds of food are donated by grocery stores every year. But where?
It does make you feel like you've done something over and above the food business.
The more that the stores can give us, the more that we can distribute to our clients.
Partnering together to produce less waste and meals for those in need.
A lot of families in the Brazos Valley don't know where their next meal comes from, so we're glad to be a part to help out with that.
KXHD News' Jenny Wald shares with us those that give food to others. Tonight at 6 and 10, only on KXHD News.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
Thank you for voting Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet the best flooring retailer for the 8th year in a row. Now we've outgrown our name.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is now Brazos Valley Floor and Design.
We still have a huge selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate, but now we offer so much more.
Choose your flooring, lighting, and countertops all at one place.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Buy new flooring now from Brazos Valley Floor and Design, and installation is guaranteed by Thanksgiving.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY. Look for a high temperature. Actually, for the balance of the week, we're going to have just really nice weather. High temperature today is going to be about 65. Low tonight around 35. Then tomorrow, a little bit warmer, 68 or 69. Same thing all the way through Sunday as far as the highs, and then the lows at night won't be quite as low as they have been, so we're not going to be near freezing or anything like that, and it ought to be just really nice, so go out there and enjoy it. Right now we got 45 degrees. Caller tells me that this Jill Kelly is a twin. Did you know that?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, her sister, as a matter of fact, Petraeus, and the other general in question, his name escapes me.
Alan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Both wrote letters of recommendation for the twin sister because she had lost custody of her child.
Oh, man. And I'm figuring they wouldn't know that unless big sis or twin sis had told them, right?
They'd apparently come over for Christmas dinner.
Oh, of course they had. Oh, man.
Just gets weirder and weirder.
It does. Yeah, it just does. It get an unseemlier and unseemlier.
Yes.
So. We'll see. Hey, President's going to go see Pooty Poot. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, Jay Carney has announced that he's going to go over there and see Vladimir Putin. Putin had apparently called him and said, hey, congrats, thumbs up on your reelection, as you know, which is something that Putin doesn't have to worry about. You know? I mean, they hold elections, but he's pretty much got it in the bag. Anyway, but he announced that he was going to invite him over. You know, they do s'mores by the, you know, s'mores at the Kremlin or something. And so... they said that they would, but no dates have been set. So the president will go on one more trip because...
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They say they want to play nice.
We're willing to compromise, and we're willing to find consensus with Republicans.
I think, frankly, this is a great opportunity for the president to step forward.
Democratic Congressman Steve Israel and GOP Senator Roy Blunt as the fiscal cliff looms next year with tax increases and spending cuts, but neither side has given in so far. Democrats pushing for higher tax rates on higher-income Americans and Republicans rejecting that. President Obama will be asked about all of this at a news conference today. Another big issue, former CIA Director David Petraeus' mess. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee is backing the acting CIA director.
Mike Morrell is very competent, very qualified, very experienced.
And New York Republican Peter King adds...
I'm sure his testimony will be significant, but again, we have to have David Petraeus' testimony, too.
Testimony about the attack on the U.S. mission in Benghazi, Libya. Meanwhile, Marine Corps General John Allen remains the object of scrutiny over his communications with the Tampa woman, Jill Kelly. Remember, it was her complaints about incoming email that led the FBI to discover the affair between Petraeus and his biographer. Dave?
Now, Rich, the U.S. Defense Secretary and the head of NATO both say they have confidence in General Allen, though his promotion to Supreme Allied Commander in Europe is on hold. Leon Panetta calls that
a prudent measure until we determine what the facts are.
Syrians enduring a civil war are getting some more help.
The United States is providing an additional $30 million in humanitarian assistance.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says it'll help civilians, including refugees who have fled the country. Police near Miami are trying to figure out what happened to a mother and her young daughters found dead in a closet inside their home. In Jackson, Mississippi, three pilots flying to an FAA safety conference died when their small plane crashed into a house and burned. A woman inside the home was injured. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
when
to...
I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Did you know you can take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. The winter mini-mester runs December 17th through January 10th with a holiday break in the middle. You can take an online class and still go home for the holidays, or take a class you've been needing for your transcript. Maybe take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu.
Blinn College. Proven.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
Hey, listen, folks, if you own a business, there are business solutions for you from Suddenlink. For instance, let's start with Business Phone Unlimited, starting as low as $29.95, and that includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling, call waiting, caller ID, three-way calling, and more features. And again, it's a set price, $29.95. Also, don't forget that Suddenlink has high-speed business internet for you. Now, you can visit their updated website that includes online chat support. That's suddenlinkbusiness.com. So give them a call. Find out what kind of special pricing you can get when you put these two together. And remember, you'll save 30% as opposed to the phone company. Get your email delivered by voicemail. It's pretty easy. So give them a call at a special number, 595-2413, 595-2413 for Suddenlink Business Solutions.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Texas A&M at Alabama, the biggest game, the biggest win. Return to Tuscaloosa and watch the Aggies roll to victory all over again. Don't miss the Aggie football replay tonight at 9, only on CW8.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It is 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Monday night crash that closed University near Veterans Park for 90 minutes began with two bicyclists attempting to cross the highway. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says one motorist who swerved to avoid hitting the bicycles went into oncoming traffic, which led to a three-vehicle crash.
The bicyclist was cited for failure to yield the right-of-way from a private driveway. Luckily, the bicyclists were not hit, and looking at the accident report, it doesn't look like there were any injuries.
Seaton says the accident report did not indicate whether the bicycles had headlights and reflectors or if the 9 and 69-year-old riders were wearing reflective clothing. Seaton says no tickets were issued to any of the drivers. Bryan police are investigating a series of altercations between a 12-year-old waiting for a school bus and a motorist. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a parent filed the report Monday afternoon.
A child reported to his parents that a passing motorist, had gotten into a brief altercation with him where he sustained a very minor injury. During that investigation, it was determined that child was antagonizing that motorist some, and he took the matters into his own hands.
The preteen followed McKeithen's suggestion to tell his parents.
We encourage parents to advise their children not to engage in any kind of rude behavior while they're waiting for the bus.
And motorists who have issues should relay information to bus drivers, who in turn can contact school administrators. One of three men accused of murdering a Bryan man in October of last year has entered a plea agreement. 23-year-old Clayton Thompson of Bryan was sentenced to 45 years for shooting Billy Menard Jr. at Menard's apartment. Thompson will serve at the same time a 10-year term for violating probation from an unrelated aggravated assault. He will have to serve at least half of the sentence before becoming eligible for parole. Awaiting trials in the Menard murder are Christopher Hernandez and Travis Carroll. Authorities say the shooting followed a confrontation between the co-defendants and the victim over the sale of marijuana. This Thursday, Brazos County residents can receive free flu shots without ever leaving their cars. Head coordinator Mike Paula says it's part of an emergency preparedness exercise to see how quickly the health department could vaccinate Brazos County in the event of an epidemic.
it's kind of a no-muss, no-fuss type point of distribution that we just want to try to calculate, well, how many people can we get through there in a given period of time so we can figure out how many of these locations we'd have to set up around the county to be able to vaccinate the entire population of the county within a set time frame.
The drive-through flu shots will be administered to anyone over age 18 at the Central Baptist Church parking lot from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. With Christmas right around the corner, Bill McGuire and the Better Business Bureau want to make sure you stay safe as you shop. McGuire says emotions can sometimes run high and you need to plan ahead.
When you're out there doing your Christmas shopping, you want to check a store's layaway plans. They do have them, but sometimes the small print can get you, so you got to read carefully. And also read about what a store's return policy is, because that's very important.
He says if anything sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And this is the last week to register for the 86th BCS Christmas Parade. Today's the last day to mail your entry information in order for it to arrive by the deadline of Friday afternoon at 5. Last-minute entries may be hand-delivered to the Bryan Broadcasting offices at Crystal Park Plaza in College Station. Details are online at bcsparade.com. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 45 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Hello, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Joining me today is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater.
What's up, Coach?
You came out passing on the first play yesterday, LaBrill.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans.
That you have a howitzer for an arm?
No, man. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill do his thing while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk yahoo in an SUV doesn't blindside him on his way home.
Oh, this is pretty serious, then.
You feeling me? I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Okay, we'll be back with LaBrill right after this.
They just live there.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Pass, baby, pass. LaBrill knows you can do it.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Cooking, cleaning, shopping, gift wrapping. The holiday season is coming and there is so much to do. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and you'll have a clean home and more time for you. Molly Maid is the clean you can trust. Call now and check off one more job on that to-do list. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Hey, good morning, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-775-2-WAY.
Couple of nice days in the forecast. We start out with some morning cloudiness, but as the day progresses, it'll become mostly sunny. It'll be comfortable outside later today, high 65 to 70. Clear weather tonight, 35 to 40. High pressure stays with us tomorrow, more sun, 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night, low around 40 degrees. Friday's going to be mostly sunny. Highs will range from 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up at 7:50, Aggies are talking bowls and Heismans. We've also got a women's basketball team ranked in the top 25, playing a number 8 team. NBA action and more all coming up.
Okay, in about 10 minutes, we'll call Brasstown, North Carolina.
Oh, awesome.
That's going to be great.
When I went to look them up, I realized this is Clay's Corner in Brasstown, North Carolina. We've talked to him before years ago. Well, we've done this show a long time, so I mean, we've talked to him before.
So y'all's close then?
Yeah, I don't know about that. But anyway, called twice, was busy. Third time he answered on about the fifth ring. Hello. I said, Clay, are you too busy talking to radio stations to make any money right now? Yeah. I said, well, I said, when can we talk? He said, call me in 10 minutes. I said, all right. So we may get to talk to him today. We may not. It's just, you know, this is a guy, and Clay's Corner has been open for a long time in Brasstown, North Carolina. Again, like, now that I look at the website, I see that. They do all things possum there, and it's just kind of a neat little place, you know. And, I mean, they've been in all sorts of magazines and stuff because it's anything that's possum-centric, I guess, they've got there at Brasstown.
So hearing you talk is just conjuring up images from the Goofy movie where they go to Possum World.
Oh.
And they wear these possum hats and take pictures out in a swamp.
They may do that. Well, I have to ask Clay about that. But, you know, the thing is, he does have a business. He's trying to, you know, make a living, he and his wife, Judy. And
well, I'm sure there's just a run on possum merchandise at 8 in the morning.
But the thing is, I'm sure he sells, like, coffee and, you know, possum claws or whatever. You know, not bear claws, but possum claws. But I'm sure they've got stuff going on. You know, it's 8:15 in the morning there, and he's trying to make a living. And you've got radio mozons from all over the country calling him about this judge's ruling. So, anyway, so I understand where he's coming from, and we'll give him a call back here in a few minutes and see if he's got time to talk. If not, we can do it later on this week because it's not like the Supreme Court's going to hear this anytime soon.
Well, I can't live if we don't get to talk to the possum guy.
Well, and the thing is, I got to believe that there's another way to go about this.
What if they used a dead stuffed possum?
Exactly. I mean, they're
strung it with Christmas lights.
You know, 100,
it ain't as fun if he ain't moving.
It's true. But I mean, 100 years ago, it reminds me of a call that we made to a guy because you know, they have Groundhog Day.
Right.
And, oh, this guy was out in, I want to say he was in one of the Dakotas, and he had a groundhog that was stuffed, and he'd just go grab it off his mantle and throw it out into the snow on that day, and that was how he celebrated. And, I mean,
okay, I like him.
Yeah, well, and again, I never understood this Groundhog Day thing anyway, because they got bright lights all over him. He's going to see his shadow.
You it's and just, Bill Murray.
Yeah, well, it just, and the thing is, you know, it's so, that's also conjured up. So, anyway, I'm not saying that Clay's Corner and the Possum Drop isn't conjured up too, but anyhow, we'll see if he wants to talk to us. Now, I want to go back and I want to talk about this flu shot thing. So now, they want to try to give as many flu shots as possible, right? Over a specific period of time?
Well, it's from 4 to 6 on Thursday. What it is basically an experiment done by the health department.
Mm-hmm.
In the case that any epidemic were to strike this area, they're using the numbers that they gather to see how many people drive through and get inoculated.
Okay.
And they can use that to help them estimate how long it would take them to inoculate all of Brazos County if they needed to, and in what, you know, how many different distribution centers they would need.
Right, right. So they're going to do this at the health department, is that right?
No, sir.
What are they going to do? They're going to do it at a church.
Yes, at the Central Baptist Church parking lot.
Okay, all right. Well, of course, it takes a little while to get to Central Baptist Church, so, you know, you got to remember to get there. Okay, now, I believe for this to be efficient, however, there are some areas of responsibility for those people who are receiving the shots. I'm going to believe that the people who are giving the shots are qualified, professional. They know what to do.
Of course.
They got their part done.
Right.
They know that the pointy thing goes towards your arm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, but you, as the individual receiving the shot, have some responsibility as well. And that is, do you need to have your window already rolled down and your sleeve rolled up?
Yes.
You know, unless you're a farmer in a truck.
Because you're going to have to fill out a form with their demographics. And then just put your arm, while you're waiting in line, and then just hang your arm out the door
or
the window.
Is your arm supposed to be bent at the elbow, or is it supposed to be straight out? How are you supposed to do that?
Now,
Scott,
I'm sure that will be up to the decision of the administrator.
Well, I understand,
but
I'm saying I believe that there are things that you need to do to prepare yourself to make this go as efficiently as possible. Hello.
Hello. Hey, it's Mike Paulus of the health department.
Hey, Mike, how are you? I'm glad you called this
Thank
morning.
Thank God, because he's driving us crazy.
No. I was about to tell him to go get shot.
Go ahead.
The big thing is to put your car in park.
Yeah, that's as good.
Thank
you.
Great point.
had never thought about that, but yeah.
It kind of saves the toes of the people who are giving the shot.
Now, Mike, have they done this anyplace else, or is this pretty much just a kind of the beta version of it?
This is like the third time we've done it here. We did this almost 2 years ago, and We did it in January, and nobody cares about flu shots in January, yeah. And we really couldn't get anybody to kind of stack us up.
I remember that. That's right. You were trying to do a worst-case scenario,
right.
And nobody would take you seriously.
And
right.
we kind of want to have a kind of a sense of immediacy by having a line of people there so that we have to work them through as quickly, but still, you know, using proper medical technique. We need to find out exactly how many of these people we can get through in an hour.
So now how many people are you using to prepare all this? Because, again, you want a best-case scenario, but who knows? You could get slammed.
Right. We've got like 20 nursing students who are going to be we'll be manning three lanes.
Okay. So you'll have three lanes, and somebody will be there to direct people to whatever the proper lane would be then. And
well, start the interrogation. How do you got to hold your arm and all that other stuff?
we actually have signs. I mean,
oh, good. Oh, excellent. Okay.
You know, put your car in park, bury your sleeve, and then, you know, we can tell them when to leave.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're done.
And
okay.
Then if there's more than one person in the car, we have to make sure that the car is shut off, and we have to run around the car safely to get to the other side
okay.
Or do whatever we have to do. I mean, there are little monkey wrenches that can be thrown in the machinery, but that's part of doing an exercise.
Okay, so now, and is there like some kind of a whiny kid rule?
Yes,
well, no,
don't
we're not
ruin
doing
the mystery,
kids.
Scott.
That's one of the things. I mean, you know, if this is an excuse to not have to come to the health department or some doctor's office and have to have screaming kids in the room with
yeah,
you. I mean, you can get this out of the way, you know, pretty quick. And
it's for 18 and up.
Right, 18 and up. And thank goodness the weather's going to be good tomorrow, too. So.
Yeah, I thought about that. You got the weather working in your favor for that. And so, once again, if
Last time we had wind, and we kind of spaghettied some of our little awning-type things that we were using.
I got you. Now, are these syringes pre-filled? How do you do that?
That's something that the nursing students have to do. They have to work through this, and one of them is going to be filling the syringes, and then they're going to kind of cycle through as to who's giving the injections.
Okay, so a real-world kind of situation that at least gives you a benchmark. Mark as to what you'd be able to do if God forbid we have this kind of a situation.
Well, you know from the news and from just some documentaries that are out there. I mean, we're really afraid of pandemics,
right.
and we have to be prepared to be able to. Last time it was with H1N1. I mean, luckily it didn't turn into what they initially thought it was going to turn into. But I mean, we got 150 doses of vaccine this day and 200 doses of vaccine
right.
3 days later. It was
right.
really, really frustrating for
yep.
us.
Yep.
But we're assuming that, you know, that we'll have a large quantity of vaccine at some point dumped on us, and there's just going to be this clamor to get vaccinated because,
right.
you know, the disease is worse than what we've seen in the past. So we're trying to make sure that we're ready for that.
Hey, listen, but while I've got you on the air, though, that also makes me think then, because of the delivery system, you got to make sure that you've got enough supplies, too.
Right, right. And that's another thing. You know, we've stockpiled a certain amount of stuff at the health department, but, I mean, you know, when everybody's ordering the same thing, like if it's a nationwide deal, we saw this at H1N1. You couldn't get gloves.
Right.
You couldn't get surgical masks. You couldn't get a lot of things because all of the suppliers, you know, I mean, with everybody ordering simultaneously, it just dried up. So, luckily, what happens though is when they give us a vaccine, they usually ship the syringes and the needles with the vaccine.
Okay.
They anticipate that. That's something that CDC and FEMA, they've actually anticipated that. So that's one thing of forethought that they've actually put into this.
Okay, so that's coming up tomorrow.
4:00 to 6:00, Central okay. Baptist Church. All you've got to do is drive in and just follow the signs, or if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, do what the nice deputy sheriff tells you to do.
There you go. Hey, thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call this morning.
All right, thanks.
And thank you for calling
the
Spanish Inquisition.
Now what? Now, we needed to get that out there.
I was surprised you didn't ask if they were going to card people, Scott.
No, I want to make this a success. And again, we'll have Mike on afterwards because I want to hear the numbers, and I want to hear.
Of course,
you
want to grill him again.
No, I'm not grilling him. The whole idea is that we get this information out. That's what we do. Hello.
Hey, I've got a question. Why don't they use the air gun to shoot your arm instead of a needle?
Well,
that would be a lot faster.
Gotcha. Well, we'll find out about it.
That's another question for Scott. Great job.
I'm sure the logistics of those things is probably a little bit difficult. You know, got to have an air compressor out there. That's sorry, y'all. Is a noisy air compressor.
I don't think Scott's had any coffee yet today.
Excuse me! This is the Infomaniacs. Would you people back down? I mean, Mike, hey, excuse me. Did I call him? He called me.
That's true.
He knows when you want to get the information out. I'm sorry. Some people don't listen to Toby Keith in the morning.
He's a masochist.
Yeah. I feel very proud that I got you that wound up.
Yeah. Plus, we have thousands of batteries to make sure your holidays are merry and bright. We have batteries for everything, from digital cameras and cell phones to laptops and remote control toys. When you see all the batteries we carry, plus the chargers, flashlights, gift certificates, and other great things, you'll be shouting out with glee. Happy holidays from Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
You have the gifts, now don't forget the batteries. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Get ready for bands, floats, kids, and Santa. It's that time of year again, the 86th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade. Lone Star Christmas is now accepting entries. This year, the parade is Sunday, December 2nd. Why not put your community group, business, or school in the middle of the largest Christmas event ever? Log on to bcsparade.com to submit your entry form, see last year's winners, and read hints on getting started. Putting your entry in the parade is fun. Get all the information at bcsparade.com, and don't forget to like us on Facebook. Deadline for entry is Friday, November 16th.
Allen Honda gives thanks this month for all of our loyal customers and celebrate Thanksgiving. Honda has special year-end interest rates now available. Take advantage of 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on the 2012 Civic or 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2012 Accord, Odyssey, Ridgeline, and CRV models. Plus 0.9% for up to 36 months on all 2012 and 2013 Pilots. Hurry in for special year-end financing and a great buying experience at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
All right, 724, News Talk 1620, WGAW. Another caller with a thought, and that is, you know, don't wear multiple layers. I don't think there'll be many people who'd be wearing multiple layers. But you never know. All right, let's see. We're going to see if we can get Brasstown, North Carolina on the phone and talk to the folks over there at Clay's Corner. It's liable to be busy now because I'm like, oh!
Hey, look at that!
That's a good sign. We'll see what happens. Brasstown, North Carolina. Good strong ring over there in North Carolina.
I feel so juvenile.
No, what are you talking about? Hey! Hey, Clay!
Yeah, sure.
Hey, this is Scott at WTAW again, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm only going to keep you for a couple of minutes because I know you're busy as you can be, but how are things going at Clay's Corner today?
Everything is just about normal as it always was. We're getting a few radio calls.
Yeah, now this judge has made this ruling that y'all aren't going to be able to lower the possum.
Right.
Now, what is that about? What can we do about this?
You know, I don't know. I haven't talked to the wildlife. He made the ruling saying that the wildlife gave me an illegal permit, so I don't know where they're going
let you get a, go ahead and do it. Now, when is this supposed to happen?
It's New Year's Eve. When we do it, yeah.
Yeah, so now, go ahead.
I don't know whether wildlife is going to appeal this on to another court or not, but I hope they do, you know, and get this thing settled. See, this is the third time it's come up, so it's possums 2, PETA 1 right now, so, you know.
And that's what we need.
Absolutely.
Now, are you going to, you got to get politicians involved in this?
If I have to.
All right.
Attaboy.
I like this. Now, how long you been in business over there?
We've been here 23 years.
That's it. Now, where is Brasstown so people will know?
It's in the western tip of North Carolina. It's the old saying from Murphy to Mateo.
Yep.
You know, we're about 6 miles out of Murphy, so we're in the very western tip.
It is a beautiful state. There is doubt. Now, folks, you can go to, what is it, clayscorner.com? Is that the website?
Yep.
Okay, that's what you do now. And can folks buy stuff there off the website?
They can, yeah.
Really? And you got I know you got directions on how to get there. You got jokes. You got a guest book. Got the online store. And most importantly, if you want to show your support for this. So now, when do you think that the state might make some sort of a decision as to if you get a variance or something?
They'll have to. The wildlife will have to do something within the next week or so to get it back on the court docket again before December the 30th.
Now, here's the first thing we thought, Clay. Could you settle for a stuffed possum?
Could I? After 18 years of not harming a possum, I don't think so.
All right. If a PETA person came in there with a T-shirt today, what would you do to him?
Well, I'd give him a big hug, tell him I love him.
Adam, Attaboy.
I don't dislike people. I just sometimes I don't like their ways, you know.
I hear you. Hey, Clay Logan from Clay's Corner in Brasstown, North Carolina. I know you're busy. Thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, just remember, we're not optimistic or we're not pessimistic. We're opossumistic.
Very nice.
Attaboy.
That's awesome. Okay. Opossumistic. I like it.
I'm going to post here in just a minute. I'll get up on the get it up on the Facebook page. But I found the actual possum drop.
Yeah, Clay gets it. See?
Yeah, he does.
Clay gets it. He said, I can't talk to you now, but if you'll call me in 10 minutes. And I did, and he had his spiel ready. So there you go. There's the – see, breaking news this morning. We've got it.
What other station is talking about dropping a possum?
Yeah.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
729 Brazos Valley weather forecast. We got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Nice temps today. Actually, for the balance of the week, look for a high temperature each day, probably in the 60s, about 65 today. Won't even make 70 all week long, but it'll be nice. And the low temperatures, about 36 tonight, same thing for tomorrow, and then gradually warming up to will be the middle 40s by the time we get to the weekend. Right now, humidity is 66%. Got a few clouds out there. 46 degrees. No rush update today because of content stuff that he's talking about. But anyhow, local news coming up in just a minute.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555. Or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man has admitted to his part in a murder that took place just over a year ago. As part of a plea agreement, 23-year-old Clayton Thompson was sentenced to 45 years and will have to serve at least half that time before he is eligible for parole. Thompson fired one shot through the front door of a Bryan apartment that killed Billy Menard Jr. The deal also calls for Thompson to serve a 10-year sentence from an unrelated aggravated assault at the same time. Thompson was one of three men arrested in Menard's death following a dispute about selling marijuana. Awaiting trials are co-defendants Travis Carroll and Christopher Hernandez. You may have been caught in a traffic delay Monday night if you were driving on University near Veterans Park. College Station police closed the highway for 90 minutes following a three-vehicle crash. Officer Rhonda Seaton says the chain reaction began after a motorist tried to avoid two bicyclists and swerved into the path of oncoming traffic. The accident report did not state whether the 69 and 9-year-old riders were wearing reflective clothing or if their bicycles had headlights and reflectors.
You are supposed to have a headlight on your bicycle and you're supposed to have reflectors. It's always smart, but not state law, to wear some type of retroreflective clothing. Retroreflective bounces back to the light. Fluorescent clothing helps you be visible during the daytime, but at nighttime, you need to have something that is retroreflective.
Seaton says one of the bicyclists was cited for failing to yield the right-of-way as he attempted to cross University into the park. None of the drivers were ticketed, and there were no injuries. A very minor injury to a 12-year-old waiting for a school bus has led to a Bryan police investigation. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the preteen, while waiting for a school bus Monday morning, was antagonizing a passing motorist who then took the matters into his own hands.
If you're a passing motorist, we encourage you not to to have a little more patience with children. I mean, they are children. But if you do have some issues, to either, you know, wait for the bus driver and talk to the bus driver so that that bus driver can contact the school or contact that child's parents.
McKeithen says the child told a parent who contacted police Monday afternoon. If you're selecting a pet as a Christmas present, the Better Business Bureau wants you to be safe from scams. President Bill McGuire says unless you can visit the breeding facility before purchasing, do not buy from a website.
You better look for the hidden gotchas. Always check credentials of the breeder or the shelter. Ask the breeder if he's a member of the American Kennel Club. Do not support puppy mills. Beware of scammers who offer to rehome their purebred puppy in exchange for transportation or vaccination fees.
McGuire adds that for the least stress on Christmas, only buy what the pet will need, then go together as a family to choose one. And free flu shots will be available to anyone over 18 this Thursday at a drive-through clinic, courtesy of the Brazos County Health Department. Mike Paulus says the clinic is an important exercise because the department needs to know how to vaccinate the population efficiently.
This is one of the ways we could have people flow through. You know, we could just throw the drugs in there with the information sheet, and we can get people through there real quick. We found the drive-through system, at least in the past two exercises we've had, we find that to be a lot more efficient than the walk-in facility is.
The clinic will be from 4 to 6 at the Central Baptist Church parking lot, and those waiting in line will need to fill out a form. Santa is looking for you to join him at the 86th BCS Christmas Parade. Details are online at bcsparade.com. Today is the last day to mail your entry form, and that's because the official deadline is Friday afternoon at 5. You can hand-deliver last-minute entries to the Bryan Broadcasting offices in College Station at Crystal Park Plaza. WTOW News Time is 7:36. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose veins and spider veins. You can be confident you're receiving the very best and latest treatment available. Trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally performed the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot treatment plan. We now offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call us at 696-VEIN for an appointment and check our website at CentralTexasVeinCenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Hey, it's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at brazosvalleyrecycling.com.
Couple of nice days in the forecast. We start out with some morning cloudiness, but as the day progresses, it'll become mostly sunny. It'll be comfortable outside later today, high 65 to 70. Clear weather tonight, 35 to 40. High pressure stays with us tomorrow. More sun, 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night, low around 40 degrees. Friday's going to be mostly sunny. Highs will range from 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I don't even know half the bulls we're going to.
Like Scott said earlier, there's just one.
You can only go to one at a time anyway.
But that's what we're talking, bowls and Heisman trophies with Aggie football here in just a little bit. Also, the women play the number 9 or 8 team in the country in Penn State. We'll share that with you here in about 12 minutes.
There and
you
go. Speaking of sharing with us, I am dying of suspense about what this prize is for.
Well, yeah.
Are you going to talk about that this time or
no,
later?
No, we're going to talk to Bill Flores right now, and then we'll talk about the prize.
he rates.
There you go. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How about you?
Good, good. Listen, we got other stuff to talk about, but obviously what everybody seems to be buzzing about is the David Petraeus thing, and I know you have thoughts on that that you'd like to share.
Well, it's unfortunate that this news has come out, or that our Americans' attention has been distracted by this event. I feel sorry for Petraeus' family, and I think that we need to get back and focusing on the things that are very important to the American people today. Number one is we've got this fiscal cliff issue that we've got to deal with, and that has two parts to it. What we're going to do with taxes, what we're going to do with the sequester. The second thing is that we need to be focusing on the terrorist attacks in Benghazi. And so I hate to see the mainstream media spending all its time on these other two events. I mean, they are important, but still, there are other issues I think that are more important to the American people.
Certainly, it's becoming more troublesome. And then General Allen involved now. It would seem that this may continue to go on. And, again, it makes the headlines day in, day out.
It does. And, again, I'd like to try to keep our constituents looking into things that are important to their future at this point. And these two, while they're bad pieces of news, they're just not the most important things to talk about today, in my view.
You know, you mentioned Paul Ryan, and yesterday in an interview on ABC News, he again talking about that fiscal cliff that we have coming up, said even though the president won the election, he really does not have a mandate. You still have Republican control in the House.
That's exactly right. If there was a mandate from the American people, I think you go back to the House of Representatives, because that's the representation in our federal government that's closest to the people. And we still, the GOP still has control of the House, and so the mandate that I think we got was the American people still want somebody to be responsible with the purse strings of the federal government.
Now, one thing that was kind of interesting yesterday, some people in the Democrat Party decided that Mitt Romney had actually come up with the idea to put a cap on itemized deductions. They seem to have, I guess you'd call, renewed interest in some sort of a hard cap that could be as much as $35,000 on deductions. Does that end up being a starting point?
Well, we already have caps on itemized deductions today that were put into the tax code going back to 1986, and they've been modified over the years. What we have proposed on the Republican side and we've actually voted on this last year, is an outline for tax reform. And in that outline for tax reform, you do everything. You touch everything. You look at all the deductions, you look at all the credits, and you look at the tax rates. And hopefully what you wind up with when you're done is a very broad tax base with lower rates, so that everybody pays an appropriate share of their income, and that there's no economic, there's no manipulation of the economy through the tax code. So rather than trying to talk about sort of Band-Aids today using limitations on deductions, I'd rather talk about wholesale tax reform.
And Bill Flohr is joining us from D.C. this morning. And, I mean, the reality of it, neither party really has a plan that would balance the budget anytime soon. And, I mean, can we do those two things separately? Can we do the tax reform and then you look at budgeting, balancing the budget somewhere down the road
again? Well, actually, on this one, Scott, we did balance the budget in the Path to Prosperity budgets. And there were two parts. On the revenue side, we had pro-growth tax reform, which was basically what I was telling you about before.
Right.
Lower rates, broader base, simplified tax structure. On the other hand, we've got to address the big drivers of our debt, and that includes Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, somewhat discretionary on the discretionary spending side. So we need to have welfare reform. We touched all those things in the budget. For one thing, back to taxes for a minute, we assumed extra revenues to the federal government, but we did it because the economy was bigger. And when you have more economic activity, then you have more tax revenues coming in. So it's sort of a win-win type approach. It doesn't balance the budget in 5 years or even 10 years, because those are difficult lifts today, given that you've got 10,000 baby boomers a day retiring and moving on to Medicare and Social Security. So you had to find a way to balance what promises have been made to them and also make sure that it's there for our children and grandchildren.
You know, one of the things that, and again, we could cover people up with numbers, but some of the things that are going to happen at the end of the year, the child tax credit's going to drop from $1,000 to $500. Estate taxes go up again to 55%. The exemption goes from $5 million down to $1 million. We in Texas, because we don't have a state income tax, have been able to be able to write off those sales taxes. All this stuff goes away, right?
That's correct. It's very pervasive in terms of its impact on the economy. And that's the reason we're trying to address this. If you look at what we passed right before we broke for the election resales back in September, we passed a reconciliation to fix the sequester. We passed an extension of current tax rates, not only the AMT rates, but also the income tax rates and estate tax rates, for another year in order to give us a chance to enact tax reform. And then we also passed a bill that laid out the timing and the outline of what that tax reform would look like.
So, and again, to remind people what sequester is, that's about a 9.5% cut on most of the defense accounts and about an 8% cut on some of the domestic spending accounts. In the short haul, what do you really see is going to be any kind of movement in the next week or so?
Scott, it's too early to tell at this point in time. The speaker came out last week right after the election, and he was able to lay out what he thought was a pro-growth way to deal with the issues. The president came out the very next day and I think ill-advisedly said that he had a mandate to raise taxes on people making more than $250,000 a year. So we've got a little bit of an impasse now. There are some back-channel conversations going on, but I don't know how much definition is surrounding those conversations today, so it's a little hard for me to comment. I just know that we've got to do something. I know what I would like to do, and that's to have pro-growth tax reform and to have dramatic changes in the way this federal government spends its money.
Tell us how you feel today about the idea, though, of the president's thoughts that a family that makes $250,000 or more should have their taxes raised incrementally.
Well, there's a study that's come out recently that says that the president's tax plan, which actually passed by the Senate last September, will cost the middle class 700,000 jobs. And what I'd like the president to do is get up and talk about which 700,000 middle class jobs he'd like to sacrifice in a weak economy. I think Americans don't want that. And I think he has mischaracterized the American people, what the election said. The election didn't say we want to go out and have and raise taxes on those folks making more than $250,000. And that's not what the election is about. But he won't drop politics and start dealing with the nation's issues. He's almost like trying to put a stick in the eye of the people that didn't vote for him. And I just feel like he's headed the wrong direction on this. I believe we've got to look at growing revenues through things that grow the economy, not by trying to mess with tax rates that hurt the economy.
I hate to be negative about it, but, yeah, I mean, I don't remember who it was, somebody I saw on Sunday morning. I think he's going to go pedal to the metal. I really do. I don't think he's going to be conciliatory, and that's bothersome.
It bothers me, too. It does seem like it's purely politics at this point because his tax policy will hurt the American middle class. And so if he really wanted to help them, why isn't he talking about things to grow the economy and not things to hurt the economy? And it's just all class warfare and politics, and I was disappointed. I was hoping that both sides would wake up on Wednesday morning and say, okay, we've got the status quo, so we've got to find a way to come together. And, I mean, there's a way for everybody to win here by having lower tax rates and at the same time wiping out a lot of the deductions so that you have a broader base and putting more people to work so that you have more people getting bigger paychecks and able to pay more in taxes. Everybody wins that way.
Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
Great to be with you and Kat this morning, and I'd ask our listeners to pray for our country and for our military men and women.
Thanks.
I'm Dave Ferguson with Mack Bolton Steel here in Bryan, and I stopped smoking with hypnosis. No, not the parlor trick where you bark like a dog, but the real clinical deal with Robin Roberts. I told her I'd heard no matter the method, you had to really want to quit, and I'd tried many times over the years, but after 30 years, and with the rising cost and cancer and heart disease in my family, I should at least try. December 19th, 2012 will be 2.5 years since I last smoked. It paid for itself in the first month, and I've made $4,000 since. Call her at 739-7143. She can really help you help yourself.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Success takes ambition, skill, and commitment, and another important ingredient, focus. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The well-known saying tells us, to the victor goes the spoils. But the victory doesn't always go to the most gifted or skilled person. Sometimes the person who wins is the one who kept their focus. Golfing legend Arnold Palmer learned that the hard way at the 1961 Masters Tournament. He led by a stroke going into the last hole. All he had to do was put the ball on the green, make par, and victory was his. But he lost his focus. Walking up to the final hole, he stopped to say hello to an old friend in the crowd. They briefly celebrated Arnold's certain victory. But as soon as Arnold returned his attention to the course, he realized his ball had landed in a sand trap. He wasn't expecting such a challenging shot and misplayed it. By the time he sank his final putt, his lead had evaporated, and he lost the tournament. It was a bad mistake, he later said. I had forgotten you have to finish. Whether it's a golf tournament, a marriage, or parenting, you have to remember to finish well. Nobody runs a race to get to the middle. It's finishing strong that counts. And to do that, you have to keep your focus. And if you're struggling to do that, call us at 1-800, the letter A and the word family, and we can help you get your focus back on your family. I'm Jim Daly.
It was like any other night. You locked the doors, turned off the lights, and went to bed. When suddenly, it strikes. The dreaded late-night low battery chirp.
No!
End the nightmare. Eliminate low battery chirps for good with Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, and each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location in your home. Rest easy with Kidde's worry-free smoke alarms. Available at the Home Depot. Visit worryfreealarm.com.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:52. The Tide has rolled out after an Alabama victory, and the real talk now centers around Johnny Football and the Heisman Trophy, which is awarded to the most outstanding player of the season. Most polls have Manziel around number two. Some have him as low as five. And no freshman has ever won that award. At A&M Football Media Day, Coach Sumlin was asked if the hype surrounding the Heisman was something he embraced or if it was just more of a bother.
Yeah, that comes with winning. You know, as you win, you know, those types of things come for Heisman. Just a lot of awards come. I was at the Home Depot Awards a couple of years ago. I didn't see very many losing coaches there or losing teams or players or off of losing teams. With that, that's handling winning and handling those types of things, that comes with it.
So the next order of business here in Aggieland, what bowl will A&M play in? Senior defensive lineman Spencer Neely had this to say about what the team talks about when they're talking bowls.
You know, we don't want to talk about it because it's one of those things where we just need to go 1-0 this week. We need to win these last two games and then, you know, let the system decide. Unfortunately, the system can be nice, it can be mean, but hopefully in our favor it'll be really nice. I don't even know half the bowls we're going to.
The Aggs play Sam Houston State here at Kyle Field at 2:30. Now, it's a pay-per-view game, but of course it's free on 1620 WTAW with a pregame starting with Dave and Dave at 1:30. Danny Green hit a go-ahead three-pointer with 9.3 seconds left, and Tony Parker scored 19 points, and the San Antonio Spurs beat the Los Angeles Lakers 84-82 Tuesday night. A&M women's basketball takes the court against number 8 Penn State this evening. I sat down with Carla Gilbert to find out the difference between the Nittany Lions and a Louisville team that they lost to by 2 points last week.
They actually are more of a run and gun than Louisville was. They get up the floor a little bit quicker, and their shooters are a little bit more precise. So there'll be some things that we'll have to obviously adjust from Louisville, but I think we'll be okay.
Women's basketball team is rated 15th in the country. Penn is number 8. They're at Reed tonight at 7 o'clock, and you can listen live with Mike Wright on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. It's on TV, too, by the way, at FSN. And other accolades for A&M athletes, Texas A&M senior Henry Lely, cross-country runner, was awarded this week by the region coaches the Men's Athlete of the Year Award within the NCAA South Central Region for the second consecutive year. Congratulations to him. Sports This Morning brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Well, we had another night. Of course, the wind wasn't up so much last night, but this week we've had that cold air.
I got sleet.
What? Where'd you get sleet?
At my house.
Really?
It's sleet and a little frizzle.
Wow. When was that? Two nights ago?
No, last night, like 7:30, 8 o'clock, rained for 10 minutes, little thunder.
What?
And then, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I got to go outside more often. Folks at Intercon want to remind you that cold air coming through your house may tell you that you've got windows that are either open or not. Not very effective. If they're not effective, then the folks at Intercon can solve that for either repairing your existing windows or replacing them with quality windows. Now, folks at Intercon have been doing this kind of stuff for a long time. They're a hometown company. People who do the work are hometown. And, you know, as a result, they know that sometimes you can only do it in stages. That's the way it fits your budget. Well, they'll come in and they'll take care of what they can, when they can, for you. Working with a local company is a great deal. And there's never any high pressure either. You know, there are companies that do that. Here's your deal, but you've got to sign up by midnight tonight. That's not the way that Intercon does business. So give them a call at 823-3639. Let them come out, kind of assess your situation, let you know what windows can be repaired, maybe windows that need to be replaced, and most importantly, they'll give you an estimate, then they'll leave you alone. Hometown company that does windows. That's Intercon, 823-3639.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-822-8255.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
About a minute till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We'll unveil the prizes next hour. In fact, we'll let Mayor Barry do that.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll let her mayorness take care of that.
Mayorness.
So now, Kat, of course, a veteran. Oh, but you now, do you know, I got a caller, remind me, you know that the Rattlers' first game in the playoffs is at Merrill Green Stadium this week.
Oh, Thursday. So excited.
Yes, tomorrow.
Thursday night. So you going to be
Rattlers.
There?
Go Rattlers.
Are you going to be there?
Oh, I can't.
So, yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right, Kevin. She's a fair weather Rattler.
No, that is not true.
Yeah.
If the Rattlers play on a Friday, I can go. If they're on the weekend, I can go.
Yeah, because it was like 2 weeks ago, you know, she was all Rattlers all the time, and now all of a sudden they got a game coming up.
That or.
She's got a conflict.
That or Baylor.
Yeah. So now.
You're just mean.
I know. So anyway, and also coming up next half hour, I was going to do this story now, but we decided it was better just to throw darts at you. we're going to talk about Baskin-Robbins next half hour.
Oh, gosh.
Because, again, Kat, a veteran of Baskin-Robbins, other things that she did in the workplace.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There's a lot of email being read in Washington as lawmakers want answers about the affair that brought down CIA Director David Petraeus. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in D.C.
Well, a top FBI official is due to testify to the House Intelligence Committee behind closed doors today, perhaps to answer the major outstanding question. Did Petraeus' biographer and mistress Paula Broadwell have classified material? Now, as to the question of what happened in the attack on the U.S. mission in Benghazi, Arizona Republican Senator John McCain says Congress needs to coordinate.
There has got to be a select committee to get to the bottom of this, and I won't quit, and some of us won't quit until we get it.
McCain wants a joint House-Senate committee similar to the Watergate and Iran-Contra investigations. Dave?
Now, Rich, the scandal has also ensnared the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Allen, who's getting a vote of confidence from Defense Secretary Panetta.
General Allen is doing an excellent job.
But Allen's promotion to Supreme NATO Allied Commander is on hold over inappropriate emails with the woman who got the FBI investigation started uncovering the Petraeus affair. President Obama will certainly be asked about all of this at a White House news conference later and about trying to find a compromise with Republicans to avoid looming tax hikes and spending cuts that some economists fear could put the U.S. back in recession next year. A big-time scandal in a small Illinois city where a longtime bookkeeper will today admit she stole a lot of money. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
Dixon, Illinois is the boyhood home of late President Ronald Reagan, and it's also where Rita Crundwell was the comptroller, who had control of the books for years. The feds say she'll plead guilty today to stealing more than $53 million in public money to pay for a lavish lifestyle, including a nationally renowned horse breeding operation. Dave?
Jennifer, we all spent less last month. Retail sales dropped 0.3% with less car buying and fewer online purchases made. Wholesale inflation also fell 0.2% thanks to lower gas prices. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
Every year, we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
You know, you want to celebrate the holidays with lights, and, you know, that's a great idea, but it's kind of a hassle when you got to get them out of the box that you've got in the attic or the garage and then put the ladder up and string them. Oh, yeah. Unwind them and then string them and do all that. You know the hassle. So what I'm here to tell you is that ABC Home and Commercial Services can do that for you. Yep, ABC Home and Commercial Services. One more thing yet again that they can do to make your world a whole lot easier. Of course, they've been around for 60 years. They've been taking care of making sure that critters on the outside don't get inside your home. Taking care of no matter how many legs those critters have and whether they're insects or something else. Again, taking care of the ones that are in there and then making sure that others don't get in. Then there's your yard, your shrubs, your garden. They can take care of that. And then, of course, during the holiday season. So, see, all of that can be done. That's why they're ABC Home and Commercial Services. 361-0500. Stop in and see them. Or you can go to the website, which is abchomeandcommercialservices.com, and find all the ways that they can make this time of year or any time of year easier for you.
WTW News Time is 8:04. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Monday night crash that closed University near Veterans Park for 90 minutes began with two bicyclists attempting to cross the highway. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says one motorist who swerved to avoid hitting the bicycles went into oncoming traffic and led to a three-vehicle crash.
The bicyclist was cited for failure to yield the right-of-way from a private driveway. Luckily, the bicyclists were not hit, and looking at the accident report, it doesn't look like there were any injuries.
Seaton says the accident report did not indicate whether the bicycles had headlights and reflectors or if the 9 and 69-year-old riders were wearing reflective clothing. Seaton says no tickets were issued to any other drivers. Bryan police are investigating a series of altercations between a 12-year-old waiting for a school bus and a motorist. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a parent filed the report Monday after school.
A child reported to his parents that a passing motorist, had gotten into a brief altercation with him where he sustained a very minor injury. During that investigation, it was determined that child was antagonizing that motorist some, and he took the matters into his own hands.
The preteen followed McKeithen's suggestion to tell his parents.
We encourage parents to advise their children not to engage in any kind of rude behavior while they're waiting for the bus.
And motorists who have issues should relay information to bus drivers, who in turn can contact school administrators. One of three men accused of murdering a Bryan man in October of last year has entered a plea agreement. 23-year-old Clayton Thompson of Bryan was sentenced to 45 years for shooting Billy Menard Jr. at Menard's apartment. Thompson will serve, at the same time, a 10-year term for violating probation from an unrelated aggravated assault. He will have to serve at least half of the sentence before becoming eligible for parole. Awaiting trials in the Menard murder are Christopher Hernandez and Travis Carroll. Authorities say the shooting followed a confrontation between the co-defendants and the victim over the sale of marijuana. This Thursday, Brazos County residents can receive free flu shots without ever leaving their cars. Head coordinator Mike Paulus says it's part of an emergency preparedness exercise to see how quickly the health department could vaccinate Brazos County in the event of an epidemic.
It's kind of a no-muss, no-fuss type point of distribution that we just want to kind of try to calculate, well, how many people can we get through there in a given period of time so we can figure out how many of these locations we'd have to set up around the county to be able to vaccinate the entire population of the county within a set time frame.
The drive-through flu shots will be administered to anyone over age 18 at the Central Baptist Church parking lot from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. And with Christmas right around the corner, Bill McGuire and the Better Business Bureau want to make sure you stay safe as you shop. McGuire says sometimes emotions run high and you need to plan ahead.
When you're out there doing your Christmas shopping, you want to check a store's layaway plans. They do have them, but sometimes the small print can get you. Mm-hmm. So you got to read carefully and also read about what a store's return policy is, because that's very important.
He says if anything sounds too good to be true, it probably is. This is the last week to register for the 86th BCS Christmas Parade. Today is the last day to mail your entry information in order for it to arrive by the deadline of Friday afternoon at 5. Last-minute entries may be hand-delivered to the Bryan Broadcasting offices at Crystal Park Plaza in College Station. Details are available online at bcsparade.com. WTOW News Time is 8:08. It's 48 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
It's 8:10, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The mayor's in the house, and you can use those headphones or those right there. I think those are probably would fit. Are those even plugged in? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, actually, they're both plugged.
Okay, all right. We'll put you over there. That's it.
To bother.
As you win.
Uh-huh, yeah. So it's like a barber chair almost, isn't it? I mean, you can do almost anything you want, just up, down, round.
Is she in the special Neil Bortz chair?
Yeah, it is. Yes.
And in basketball?
We put her in the Neil Bortz chair.
Well, you know, when I was little, you know, like last week.
Yeah.
We didn't have a beauty shop in town. There was a barber shop growing up. And so that's where I got my hair cut until I was, you know, like a teenager, when I'm actually the same size I am right now.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, across the barber chair, they had like, it's kind of like a board that just kind of sat in.
I remember that.
Yeah, and so I still need a booster chair.
Okay, I got you.
Because I'm still vertically challenged.
There you go.
Yeah.
And see, and the problem is, used to be, it was easy because you could just use a phone book, but, you know, phone books are getting to be hard to find now, so.
Yeah, and having grown up in New York, there was, that was 3 inches.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So there you go. So anyway, but we've got her in this fancy Neil Bortz chair. And
very comfortable.
Yep, so she can hop right up there and be herself.
Her mayorness.
Her mayorness.
I'm going to let you explain to people what I have here, because, and I'll give you the first one, as a matter of fact, that you can take that.
Oh, my gosh.
There's one for your office and probably one for your home. Does your husband need one? Okay, you're all right.
These are what I would call mouse pads.
That's right.
Mouse pads.
Yes.
You know, like those of us who still have, you know, like home computers, you know, desktops, and you have a little mouse and you run it over this little thing, and it's a 2013 calendar starting in January and going through in December.
How do you like that?
We're fancy.
Oh, yeah, the entire year. In big red letters, center top is WTAW, and a congratulations where it says in a banner in bright yellow, 90 years.
Yeah, that's
spiffy.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Gosh, does Ben look good from being here that long?
Well, he does. Now,
and then it says the official flagship of Aggie Athletics.
Right, and it's got a website on the side over there.
Yeah,
and all
it's
that.
Just. So almost too good to be true.
You do. As you saw, I opened the package here. You were the first one to get one of these.
I verified that.
And the deal is, obviously, we came up with this idea about 4 years ago. Okay? That was a great idea.
A little
and
slow on the uptake.
It was, yeah. But, and that's basically what Ben's daughter told him 3 years ago when we were going to do the next ones is, you know, Dad, there are a lot of people use these wireless devices now.
Well, and the optic mouse that don't need it. Shh.
And then 2 years ago, there was a discussion of people use their wireless devices and there's no rollerball on the bottom of a mouse anymore, as Kevin just said, you know, the optical mouse. But what the hell?
Oh, it gets I don't to have one of those.
Oh, you don't?
No. What's an optical mouse?
I can walk in and show what I got in here.
You know the kind with the red light that always shine you in the eyes?
Right, but it doesn't have
mistake.
A little, remember the first ones had a little rollerball under there.
Right.
But that's gone now. See?
Yeah.
So. And so then it just got to be what the hell we're going to make about. You know, why not have an anachronism, right? Why not have something that is just completely out of time and space? And so that's why we've continued to do the mouse pads.
Much like this show.
Because we get ornery. That's right. We just get ornery. So we want to do that.
My daughter-in-law has discovered that there's some online place that you can take pictures of your kid and make them mouse pads. So it's kind of nice, but then you feel badly that you're running over your grandchildren's face.
Who wants their kid on a mouse pad when they can have WTAW on a mouse pad?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
So true, Kat.
Just have those. Yeah, have those pictures up there. Hey, just real quickly though, going back, you know, you weren't with us 2 weeks ago because you were in the midst of Sandy.
I was.
Yeah. Do you have a personal story a horror story that you want to share with us?
I was at my son's for my twin granddaughter's first birthday party,
and he's
which
in,
was
in
Connecticut.
He's in Connecticut. Okay.
Yeah, and really, he was so fortunate. He did not lose power.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Lost two huge trees, and it was really, and some shingles off of the roof and little leak and stuff, but, you know, compared to other people, he came out, you know, unscathed. But to see, he lives on a property that has a lot of really big, mature, old trees that are just beautiful. And to see the trees, I mean, we're not talking saplings. We're talking, you know, 20 inches in diameter.
Been there a while, right.
Moving like the 12th man on the Kyle Field, moving back and forth. And he lost two of them, two huge trees, but they didn't fall on the driveway or anything else. And so, but lots of, you know, kids were out of school for a week. My nieces on Long Island lost power for about 10 days, and kids were out of school 2 weeks there, so...
Okay, so what is this about?
Unfortunately,
it worked out okay.
Yeah, and then the nor'easter came in, and then they had all the snow. And
okay, so how does it work that a hurricane hits your son's house, and he doesn't get water damage, and we get 4 inches of rain, and you got water in your house?
Well, the other thing is, I live down, below ground, and I had some... unique circumstances.
You have higher neighbors. Yeah, the neighbors have their graded
and then
down.
I had a wood fence that ended up acting like a dam.
So
but
there you go.
My son's house is elevated a little bit, and he was not by the shore.
I got you.
But, you know, those pictures.
Devastating stuff.
Oh,
devastating.
And not only did those people lose their homes and, you know, that whatever it was, 113 or so houses that were on fire, is having grown up there. These are people... in that part of the world, live there their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may get rich and you finish your basement or you add on to the back of your house, you're driving a better car, but you don't move.
Right, you stay there.
And so not only have these people lost everything, they've lost their entire network and support group and their whole community.
Sure.
And so that's really devastating and, you know, heartening to see the relief efforts. But, you know, when you're cold and tired and hungry and you've lost everything and...
America seems far away at that point.
It really does,
Well, all right, let's brighten the world a little bit. Let's move on to Jethro Trivia.
Oh, my favorite.
There we go. It's our oddly informative little news quiz. Ask you a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Today's topic is big science. Big science.
God, that's so much better than little science.
It is. And it's scientists at the University of Rochester released an intriguing study this week concerning what? Was it A, carpal tunnel syndrome, B, cat scratch fever?
Thanks,
where's,
Ted.
Where's that Ted Nugent? C, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or D, coolness? Once again, University of Rochester released an intriguing study this week. Was it carpal tunnel syndrome, A, B, cat scratch fever, C, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or D, coolness? Kevin?
I'm going to go coolness.
Coolness, cat.
I'll just say cat scratch fever.
Of course you would. I knew you would. And Mayor?
Well, University of Rochester is in Rochester, New York, up in the Finger Lakes.
Right.
And to my knowledge, they do not have a medical school.
No.
So I'm going to eliminate anything that sounds like a medical science kind of
thing. Listen to this. Listen to the logic.
So I'm going with coolness.
Yeah. I mean,
I could be, you know, wrong.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
So.
But you're not. You're right, as a matter of fact. The study was coolness, an empirical investigation. They surveyed more than 500 people to determine what exactly is cool. Participants were asked to provide adjectives they associated with the word cool and to give specific examples. The study essentially concluded that while coolness is hard to define, people know it when they see it. So there you
go. That's sort of like pornography. You don't can't define it. You can't.
She went there. She did.
Yeah,
I was,
love it?
You know, Mayor, I've thought that, and I decided not to say it.
But that's okay.
She's the mayor. She can say whatever she wants.
She can,
yeah, but I mean, that's...
Yep, you're right. That's
you
exactly
know,
right.
You know, no one can define it, but you know it when you see it.
Exactly. So that's coolness, too. There you
go.
It's 8:19. Hey, all right, let's talk a little city business. Y'all have taken taken steps to change the loading and unloading procedures in Northgate area. That's always been kind of problematic. A guy spoke last week about how it made it difficult for his truck drivers because they're very specialized in what they do. And if they got a ticket, it could hurt them.
Sure.
So let's talk a little bit about why you did that. Is this just one more step in my grand scheme of making things, my belief that it's difficult to do business in Northgate, or is there another reason for this?
There really is. Because the pedestrian and all of that kind of stuff that we did that. The city has been meeting with the delivery people. It is not, it's designed for, you know, loading and unloading. And if you can leave your truck unattended for a short period of time, but it's also a fire lane. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is get in, do what you have to, and get out. And so there's been an education process in terms of city staff talking to the delivery drivers. And
I mean, are you at the point now where they at least understand the rules and the reason you
and
did
so
it?
Because if fire personnel needs
the
fire lane, you know, we got to have someone in the delivery truck to move it. And so the deal is, the delivery truck's not supposed to be unattended.
Yeah.
I know. So basically, you know, it's a two-driver deal, and somebody's unloading or what have you, and someone's with the truck if it needs to be moved. And so we've been witnessing, you know, trucks left unattended over an hour, and there was a kind of a warning process and then going into a ticketing. And so we started about a month ago doing this. But, you know, this is... You know, we recognize there's challenges in Northgate. There's no question about that. And we continue to seek solutions. And but we also expect, you know, some cooperation with the Northgate District Association and the landowners to help address this. This is a kind of a public-private partnership, and everybody's got to do their part.
Sure. Let's move on to the landfill. This continues to at least be out there. There's kind of a two-pronged thing because... Brazos Valley Recycling is a company that the city does business with.
Correct.
And then you've got the landfill out there. Now, you went ahead and on the consent agenda at the last meeting, went ahead and approved a continuing agreement with them, and there was no consideration or talking about the landfill, so those two situations are not related in any way?
Yeah, that's true. As you probably remember, two meetings ago, we had a large contingent of people that lived out in the Brushy community that came in and spoke about their frustrations. And the problem is TCEQ, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, mm-hmm. is the one that establishes the rules for permitting landfills. And they have rules that the time to ask for a contested hearing has long passed. But there was a 30-day period where an affected person could seek this contested thing. But our attorneys have said we don't meet the definition of an affected person. And that's because that requires adverse impact on health, safety, or uses of city property related to any comments raised.
Well, and again, it's not in the city.
Yeah. It's in the county.
Yeah.
Even though it's in our ETJ, it's in the county. And
that's
so,
extraterritorial jurisdiction.
You know, so it's kind of like, I might not like what you're doing at your house, but I don't have any jurisdiction to do anything about it.
Yeah, right. Did anybody from the city talk to the county about maybe expressing an opinion to TCEQ, to your knowledge?
I don't know. I mean, I've had informal conversations when we've been at events with Commissioner Cawley, which is her, mm-hmm. that's her district, and she has spoken at all the public hearings, and she serves on the BVCOG's Solid Waste Management Committee, mm-hmm. and they unanimously were asking for it to be denied, but that was all part of the public hearing process and stuff, but I've not, never sat down with her and said, here's a strategy. It was just more of an informal what's going on.
Okay. Again, so this is really out of the jurisdiction of the city.
Exactly.
Even though it's close to the city, it's not inside the city.
So as much as we, feel for the people out there, it's
not your deal.
Not our deal.
Let's talk a little bit about, we're now a year into lots of changes that have taken place in personnel at the city, not the least, development, city manager. I mean, there are a lot of city secretary. Been a lot of changes there. And actually, now you've got some charter things that are going to go into effect. This has been a revolutionary year for the city of College Station.
I think it has been. We've seen a lot of progress, I think, in a number of things. I think, Northgate's going to totally change, within 2 years, once the 17-story and the stack and mm-hmm. Lots of other things that are going on there. And I think once those get finished and
you won't recognize the place.
You won't recognize the place. And I think with, that's probably like 3,000 beds and people will fill them up and, retail and services will move into it. I mean, right now Northgate's kind of there's a daytime business and there's mm-hmm. a nighttime business and they really are distinct businesses. And I think once we have that mass of residents, we're going to see a more even balanced of both, businesses that operate during the day and into the early evening and, some different retail and different restaurants and that sort of thing. And so I think, it has changed. We have a new council when you think about it. I mean, since I was elected about 2.5 years ago, the only person that's still on the council, the only two people that are still on the council are going off now.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about them for just a minute. Dave Rusink and Katie Marie Lyles mm-hmm. now finished with their terms. Your comments on their service?
Oh, both have been exceptional in different ways. Dave is, and they represent different segments of our population. Dave being a retired university man and raised his family here, and he's got grandchildren here, and Dave is the mayor pro tem, and he's been spectacular in his dedication. He has he is a face of the city that you can see at almost every public event, very accessible, very willing to fill in whenever needed. So he's been a very steady influence. Katie Marie brings a different dynamic as a young single professional, and she's going off to law school. And it's been nice to see her maturation on the council over the last couple of years. So we're going to miss them. They both bring a different dynamic, and both have been really excellent council members. Yeah. So I'm going to miss them personally, but I know Dave, who's has always been and will continue to be active in the community. Yeah. We're going to see him around.
So. We will do that, that's for sure. I want to digress for just a minute to development specifically with the plaza. Do we have anything new on that or a timeline?
Not that I'm aware of. I think their original timeline, this is a guess on my part, was just very aggressive. And then they realized that they, you know, couldn't get it done for that particular, you know, fall semester that they were doing. And they said, well, you know, that would be so tight. Let's just go back and regroup and think about it. So I have not heard anything that, you know, anything is amiss. It's just, you know, they're still working on it.
Well, they're a big company. They've got other projects, too, just because we're not seeing them move here.
We've not heard anything that they're not planning to continue and go on with what they originally planned. It's just been delayed a little bit.
Okay, and I guess it seems to me they've been putting the finishing touches on it for a month, but where are we as far as the fire station is concerned, number six?
I think we're going to have an opening within the next couple of weeks. I'm not sure of the date, but I think one has been set.
Okay. It's got a big number six on it. That's how I know exactly where it is. That's for
sure. Right, because the profile from the, if you didn't see the number six, you wouldn't know it was there.
Yeah. All right, what else you got for us today?
Well, I just want to remind everybody that city offices are going to be closing for Thanksgiving next week, Thursday and Friday. And we got Christmas at the Creek coming up. There'll be four nights of activities, and that's going to be at Wolfpen Creek Park. And there's still drive-through exhibits at Central Park. Four nights of activities. That's November 30th, December 1st, and then the following weekend, December 7th and 8th. And each night's going to have kind of a little different theme, but there'll be lots of entertainment and food, holiday shopping, hay rides, photos with Santa, and all that stuff. And, of course, the admission is free. Park at Post Oak Mall. And any details, go to the city website, cstx.gov/Christmas.
There you go. It's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Always a pleasure.
It's 8:29.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the offensive lineman. Oh, it's not the most glamorous position on the field. You don't make the highlight reel or get your name in the paper. But you provide something no successful team can do without. Protection. We know. We've been protecting Texas companies with workers' comp coverage for over 20 years. So here's to you, linemen. You keep hanging in there and taking care of business. We'll do the same. Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin on the program today in a final visit on that Alabama game. His thought process as that one unfolded over in Tuscaloosa last Saturday.
Well, you know, it's different as a coach. The atmosphere was fantastic, you know, from the beginning. And really, as a coach, you only get to enjoy the atmosphere at the beginning of the game and then when it's over. And you kind of block everything else out. But, you know, we talked all week about not having to play a perfect game, but to play a complete game, which we hadn't done all year. And to build off of our mistakes in our two losses, eliminate our mistakes. And we didn't have to play perfect football. We just had to play for a whole game. And our guys did that. I just think that our team right now is extremely confident in the way we played the 2 weeks coming up to that game. I wasn't surprised in how we played in Tuscaloosa.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Aggies getting ready now for Sam Houston State at our place on Saturday, 2:30 kick time. 1:30 is our broadcast. Game is sold out. You'll hear it right here on this radio station. I'm Dave Saab. That's your Aggie football report.
Weaker sales, but no inflation. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger.
Business was off last month for the nation's retailers. The government says retail sales were down 0.3% from September. Much of the weakness was traced to Superstorm Sandy, which disrupted business in the East during the last week of October. There was no inflation in the pipeline in October. The producer price index, Washington's gauge of wholesale level inflation, fell 0.2%. It was the first PPI decline in 5 months. Prices for gasoline and new cars were down. Stock market futures are pointing a little higher ahead of the midweek session. The market could get some help from the latest batch of corporate earnings reports. Cisco, Staples, and Abercrombie and Fitch all put up better than expected numbers for the latest quarter. Walmart is launching a subscription service for food lovers for $7 a month. Customers get a box of sample-sized food products. Each box will include 5 to 8 items. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
WTW News Time is 8:33. It is 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A blind man has admitted to his part in a murder that took place just over a year ago. As part of a plea agreement, 23-year-old Clayton Thompson was sentenced to 45 years and will have to serve at least half that time before he is eligible for parole. Thompson fired one shot through the front door of a Bryan apartment that killed Billy Menard, Jr. The deal also calls for Thompson to serve a 10-year sentence from an unrelated aggravated assault at the same time. Thompson was one of three men arrested in Menard's death following a dispute about selling marijuana. Awaiting trials are co-defendants Travis Carroll and Christopher Hernandez. You may have been caught in a traffic delay Monday night if you were driving on University near Veterans Park. College Station police closed the highway for 90 minutes following a three-vehicle crash. Officer Rhonda Seaton says the chain reaction began after a motorist avoiding two bicyclists swerved into the path of oncoming traffic. The accident report did not state whether the 69 and 9-year-old riders were wearing reflective clothing or if their bicycles had headlights and reflectors.
You are supposed to have a headlight on your bicycle and you're supposed to have reflectors. It's always smart, but not state law, to wear some type of retroreflective clothing. Retroreflective bounces back to the light. Fluorescent clothing helps you be visible during the daytime, but at nighttime, you need to have something that is retroreflective.
Seaton says one of the bicyclists was cited for failing to yield the right-of-way as he attempted to cross University into the park. None of the drivers were ticketed, and there were no injuries. A very minor injury to a 12-year-old waiting for a school bus has led to a Bryan police investigation. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the preteen, while waiting for a school bus Monday morning, was antagonizing a passing motorist who then took the matters into his own hands.
If you're a passing motorist, we encourage you not to have a little more patience with children. I mean, they are children. But if you do have some issues, to either, you know, wait for the bus driver and talk to the bus driver so that that bus driver can contact the school or contact that child's parents.
McKeithen says the child told a parent who contacted police Monday afternoon. If you're selecting a pet as a Christmas present, the Better Business Bureau wants you to be safe from scams. President Bill McGuire says unless you can visit the breeding facility before purchasing, do not buy from a website.
You better look for the hidden gotchas. Always check credentials of the breeder or the shelter. Ask the breeder if he's a member of the American Kennel Club. Do not support puppy mills. Beware of scammers who offer to rehome their purebred puppy in exchange for transportation or vaccination fees.
McGuire adds that for the least stress on Christmas, only buy what the pet will need. then go together as a family to choose one. Free flu shots will be available to anyone over 18 this Thursday at a drive-through clinic, courtesy of the Brazos County Health Department. Mike Paula says the clinic is an important exercise because the department needs to know how to vaccinate the population efficiently.
This is one of the ways we could have people flow through. You know, we could just throw the drugs in there with the information sheet, and we can get people through there real quick. We've found the drive-through system, at least in the past two exercises we've had, we find that to be a lot more efficient than the walk-in facility is.
The clinic will be from 4 to 6 at the Central Baptist Church parking lot, and those waiting in line will need to fill out a form. And Santa is looking for you to join him at the 86th Bryan College Station Christmas Parade. Details are online at bcsparade.com. Today is the last day to mail your entry form. That's because the official deadline is Friday afternoon at 5. You can hand-deliver last-minute entries to the Bryan Broadcasting offices in College Station at Crystal Park Plaza. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 50 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Dave Ferguson with Mac Bolton Steel here in Bryan, and I stopped smoking with hypnosis. No, not the parlor trick where you bark like a dog, but the real clinical deal with Robin Roberts. I told her I'd heard no matter the method, you had to really want to quit, and I'd tried many times over the years, but after 30 years, and with the rising cost and cancer and heart disease in my family, I should at least try. December 19th, 2012 will be 2.5 years since I last smoked. It paid for itself in the first month, and I've made $4,000 since. Call her at 739-7143. She can really help you help yourself.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machines, sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bedbug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bedbugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bedbug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the Gold Guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bed bug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bed bugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bed bug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
A couple of nice days in the forecast. We start out with some morning cloudiness, but as the day progresses, it'll become mostly sunny. It'll be comfortable outside later today, high 65 to 70. Clear weather tonight, 35 to 40. High pressure stays with us tomorrow. More sun, 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night, low around 40 degrees. Friday's going to be mostly sunny. Highs will range from 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The mayor's giving me financial advice right now. Don't do that now. We won't do that on the air. But thank you. I appreciate that. It's the mayor of College Station.
Well, she stays and talks.
We're trying to do a little radio program.
We were.
You know, it's interesting because Ben came in. We'll talk to Ben a little bit later. Ben apparently got a chance to ask a question of Carol Burnett last
time. Cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll see. A matter of fact, we'll
what
see.
Did he ask her?
Well, I'm not going to.
Do you have the intro ready?
Nah. I don't have time, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Oh, I think Ben was just walking by. We'll see.
Let me see if I can grab him.
Okay, is that him right there? Yeah.
Go tackle him.
Good morning, Brian. Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie, we're trying to find Ben. Have you seen him?
Sure.
Okay.
1 second.
All right. I think we found him. Maybe he's in his office. Yeah.
I think the mayor was just sticking around because she was hoping for some free donuts.
Well,
he's getting financial advice from the mayor, too, apparently.
Okay, today was not the day. Yeah. Okay, well, maybe he'll come into the studio.
I asked him to step in.
Yes, okay. He's going to step in just a moment. And in the meantime, remember, I hate to start a conversation with Kat when Ben's coming in the room.
Oh,
it scares me to death because it means it's surefire. I will lose
radio
the rest of the show.
Gold.
That's not true.
It's surefire radio gold. Look, I got a board meeting at 9, so
oh,
can we make
okay,
this
all right, we'll do
here?
Your thing there first then. Okay, right. So you got a chance to talk to Carol Burnett last
yes,
night.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I was so glad we had this time together.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah. How long was the show?
It was gold, whatever it was.
Okay, I just wondered if you did.
Hour and a half, 2 hours?
Okay,
I don't know.
Right.
No intermission? No intermission.
Okay.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
What did she say?
Everything.
Lots of stuff.
Everything.
But Ben had a question.
Yeah,
at the
I did.
End.
I asked her how she got the team together. I said, you know, I know that you and Tim were stars when you walked on there, but Vicki Lawrence, Lyle Wagner, Harvey Korman, did you pick those people out? How did they get there? What was the story? And the coolest story of all was the Vicki Lawrence one. Did you know
that's an awesome story.
That was her first job out of high school.
How's
the Carol Burnett show.
First job, network television. At a high school. Not bad.
What was it, because she could impersonate Carol Burnett very well?
She wrote Carol Burnett a letter, said, everybody thinks I look and act just like you, and I really want to get in showbiz someday. Matter of fact, I'm going to be in the Miss Firecracker or Fireball contest tonight at my school, or, on this date at my school. And she sent it to CBS. It took them 3 weeks to get it to Miss Burnett, and Miss Burnett looked at it, and it was the day of the Miss Fireball contest.
Wow.
So she called Vicki Lawrence, said, okay, are you good with your bit? You're good with your show? You happy with it? Yeah, I'm going to be really good tonight. And she said, okay, well, I'm going to come see you. She did.
She did, and that was it. That's the gig.
That was the audition.
That's a home run for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. So, Lyle was because he was hunky, and Harvey Corbin was a famous second banana, she said.
You know, Lyle Wagner has a company now called Star Wagons.
Of course.
It's well, no, what it is it's the customized trailers that they use for stars.
Really?
On sets.
Like the kind that the race car driver went into to beat up the other guy?
Well, if you will, I guess that's probably right.
Well said, Cap. Yeah. As Cap breaks our dreams.
Yes, once again.
As we move along from moments of magic to the world of violence that Catherine McMullen lives in.
Just the news.
Remember, there's nothing more traditional than a Thanksgiving turkey, but if you're not a fan, and there are many who aren't.
I am not.
Or you want to skip the white meat or the dark meat or the stuffing or any of that other stuff, then Baskin-Robbins.
Grew up on a farm. I know turkeys.
That's right. Baskin-Robbins has a cake for you. It's the turkey cake, and it's backed by popular demand.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to talk about tofurkeys.
No, we've done a tofurkey here. That was not good. Anyway. No,
it
no.
It actually was good. It was just creepy.
It was, yeah, it was.
They
it
looked was, nasty.
It was just creepy.
This is an ice cream cake disguised as a turkey. Each one serves up to 12 people, goes for suggested retail value of $32.99 for those who are looking for just the right novelty. Baskin-Robbins also offers individual turkey legs made of sugar cones sold in pairs at a suggested retail of $7.99. So there you are. Go to your nearest Baskin-Robbins and bask in that for Thanksgiving.
I would do that before I do a turkey.
I understand.
Unless it's fried.
Am I the only person here that loves turkey?
No, I like turkey.
Okay.
I like fried turkey, but that's about it.
Now, see, that's a good way to burn your house down. That's all I'm saying. Have you seen the
Allstate? Yeah, I have. It's a great party, too, though.
One of the most commercial about a guy burning.
You get a Cajun to do a turkey fry. That's a good time.
Just stories. All right, now, this is kind of interesting. I had not heard this. This is one more angle on the David Petraeus thing. The question, how David Petraeus and Paula Broadwell emailed without emailing. First of all, we were talking about this at the house. How do you have time to send thousands of emails? Don't you have a life to live?
No, she doesn't. She's retired.
Well, but I'm talking about the general, you know? That's what I mean. Yeah, I understand the...
Well, there was an ulterior motive there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, right. Okay. David Petraeus may have made a career of keeping secrets, but the ones that pertain to him just keep on leaking out. The latest split in the affair between the CIA director and his biographer, Paula Broadwell, show exactly how the twosome kept in touch via email. And it's a trick used by Al-Qaeda.
What?
Yep. Apparently, Broadwell and Petraeus set up a joint email account that they never actually sent emails to. They would just save unsent messages to one another in a drafts folder.
So then you could open that folder any back and forth.
Right. The recipient, if you will, would just log on and read what was written.
Wow.
And again, a technique that is so clever that it's been used by Al-Qaeda, FBI.
And now everyone in College Station is.
Well, that's fine. You know, I just... So is that why they made him director of the CIA? Because he knew that kind of stuff? All right. Washington State woman says that somebody stole $900 from her car while she was helping the victims of a two-vehicle collision.
Really?
Peggy Ray said she was taking the money to her landlord. She went to help out, and they stole money out of her car. Wow.
That's uncool.
Hey, get this. Now, pornography is against the law in India, but that's not stopping Playboy from invading the country. One of my favorite websites, Weird Asia News, reports that India's first Playboy Club will open its doors in the city of Goa. But to keep the whole thing legal, female employees will not be allowed to wear the bunny outfits.
Go on.
A spokesman for Playboy Lifestyle says, bunnies are an integral part of the Playboy clubs. However, for obvious reasons of Indian morality and sensibilities, we can't follow the traditional costumes that Playboy bunnies are associated with.
So they're opening a bar.
Yeah, I think that's
that's
probably
what it amounts
to. And again, do they wear like a Harvey costume where it's a full bunny and all you can see is their face? Company plans to open 120 more clubs, hotels, cafes, and shops over the next decade. I don't know if that's all going to be right there or not. Prince Charles's birthday today, is that right?
Yes.
Happy 64 to him. The prince avoided a stinky fate during a visit to New Zealand. Police nabbed an elderly man who admitted plans to hurl horse manure at the British Royal.
Oh, poo bomb.
I've never heard that before. Sam Bakanov, whom the police called a known anti-royalist, told reporters he had mixed manure and water into a porridge-like substance.
Oh, God.
He said he was angry over the privilege that Charles had because he was a royal. So he was going to throw some poo on him because of that. Obviously, because we know his name and we know what he was going to do, he wasn't able to do that. But, yeah, there you are. All right, it's 9 till.
On Thanksgiving Day, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Meals on Wheels for the 29th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers will lend a hand in both preparation and delivery of more than 1,000 Thanksgiving meals to area families and individuals. Volunteers are needed to help prepare, serve, deliver, and assist in the kitchen. To volunteer, call 695-0985 today. Sponsorship opportunities are available for this event. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Donations of food for the holidays are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special to those in need.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
Mad Meatballs is a smart dog. Come to Team in Navasota, where you get a nice price. Get a new Ram Crew Cab from Team Dodge for $7,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Heavy Duty for $10,000 off. Plus, we have 0% interest available. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team in Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 7 minutes till. Gosh, would you ever think that you want to live in the house that David Hasselhoff owns? Oh, man.
What?
Who could ask for more?
Well, I don't know. Just the size of that house would limit it for me.
Do you have to wear a mustache to live there?
I don't know. Zillow.com reports that he has put his 5-bedroom, 5.5-bath colonial home in Encino, California on the market.
He doesn't have a mustache.
Oh, are you kidding? He at least at some point in his life has had a huge, mongous, no kidding, I look like I'm from Afghanistan mustache.
David Hasselhoff?
Yeah. Beards and stuff. He's a hairy guy.
Well, I don't know. I don't know him. I've only seen like one picture of him.
Are you kidding me?
David Hasselhoff? Why would I
from Baywatch. He hasn't had facial hair. I'm looking now.
Are you sure?
All right. Let's have it. All right. Let's have a throwdown right now. Property sits on 1.5 acres. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was about to say, I don't care. But
there's not one picture in Google Images of him with any facial hair
so
at all.
There.
Well, that's
all
because
right.
Someone has gone through, they anticipated this conversation and deleted out all of the pictures.
Oh, here we go with the tinfoil hats again.
That's what I was thinking. All right, exactly get this. The Pennsylvania high school hockey officials have sparked controversy by suggesting teams do away with singing the national anthem because it takes too much time.
Oh, good.
So,
gravy.
Hockey's more important?
Well, no, it's just that they're renting the ice rink for $300 an hour. So they want to, you know, that 1 minute or 2 minutes for the national anthem is just not worth
and
it.
Where is it?
This is in Pennsylvania.
Well, okay. Well, there's a chance because they have to play both of them someplace where you have to play the Canadian anthem, too.
Yeah, no, not here. Pennsylvania High School Hockey. High School Hockey. Okay. GQ showing off their Men of the Year issue. It's definitely a woman, however, gracing the cover, Rihanna. Tweeted out the photo of the mag, which features her dressed only in a black leather jacket. Meanwhile, lots of big names have made the cut. The headline promises Channing Tatum, Ben Affleck, Quentin Tarantino, Usain Bolt, and the gang who put us on Mars are all getting accolades. Some guys from Mars that control people, you know, he's an Aggie.
Yes, he was.
Oh, good grief.
I'm just telling you. Well, what? Was there a Baylor Bear there? I don't know nothing about that.
Well.
Just saying.
There are bears everywhere.
Okay,
you just
today,
never know.
That's right.
When they're going to strike.
It's this week in court shamings now. You know, we already heard the story about the lady who had to stand on the sidewalk in Cleveland, right? With the sign that said only an idiot would drive on this. Okay, so we saw that picture of her. I saw a picture of her. She had sunglasses on and her hat pulled down over her face. But
like,
there have been others.
Like you do.
Exactly. There have been others. In Utah, the mother of a 13-year-old Utah girl chopped off her daughter's ponytail in court in order to reduce the daughter's community service sentence. The teen had landed in court in May because she and another girl used dollar store scissors to cut off the hair of a 3-year-old they had befriended at McDonald's.
What?
Again, this girl was 13. They cut the hair off
Why?
The 3-year-old, and so, well, just because they got nothing else to do, I suppose. And so mama had to cut her daughter's hair. In Houston, Daniel and Eloise Morales were convicted of stealing more than $265,000 from the Crime Victims Fund in Harris County. In addition to restitution and jail time, the Houston couple sentenced to stand in front of the local mall for 5 hours every weekday for 6 years.
Wow.
With a sign reading, I'm a thief. Let's make sure they do the whole 6 years.
Absolutely.
All right. Evelyn Broder and her daughter, who's 35, caught stealing a gift card from a child inside a Walmart. The Bedford County DA said he would recommend probation instead of jail time because the woman stood in front of the courthouse holding signs that said, I stole from a 9-year-old on her birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't steal or this could happen to you. I like that.
Yeah.
There you go. Let the punishment kind of fit the crime.
Absolutely.
At least as best we can. Indiana man is accused of crashing his car into a house and then offering the occupants dinner. Hey, it's on me. 41-year-old William Kesey allegedly downed 5 beers before slamming his Mustang into an Indianapolis home. Police said that when he asked the homeowner, you want some pizza? The married couple with 4 children, nobody hurt. He says, just trying to be friendly. Okay. So there you go. Oh, and Middle America's favorite pizza chain has been slapped with a $250 million class action suit for sending spammy little text messages to its customers without their permission. That'd be Papa John's.
Papa John's.
This is probably not good. Plaintiffs say that sometimes they receive 15 or 16 text messages in a row.
Holy cow.
Now, see, you got to hold the company accountable who's doing that. Yeah. Whoever's doing your blast.
Yeah, somebody made that choice. It's not like the whole company should suffer from one person's that. You know, that person should suffer.
Well, that's a subcontracted company.
Yeah,
I'm
right, exactly. The name of the company, let me see, is On Time For You. You know what? They're going to have problems getting new customers. On Time For You. So don't do that. Kirstie Alley got voted off. That big old girl, you know, who danced.
Well, she was the one that had the worst odds. Announced it on Monday.
She was a long shot on that, so... Anyway, haven't seen it, don't know much about it, but I know it's out there. Another day, another reality show about the Pennsylvania Amish community. Do you realize those people are still without power? Oh, I'm sorry. The Discovery Channel.
That was so bad.
The Discovery Channel says the new series, Amish Mafia, will be about a small group of men who protect the and maintain the peace and order within the Amish in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Amish Mafia.
Since the Amish distrust outsiders, including law enforcement, they get people from within the community to serve as their peacemakers.
Methinks you ought not do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Methinks you'll take you on a buggy ride. Anyway, so that means they basically serve as the police, the judge, and the jury. The series will debut on December the 12th on Discovery.
That's selfish. Thou shalt swim with the fishes.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, gosh.
And while we're on the subject, the season finale of TLC series Breaking Amish had around 3.2 million people watching. The series is the network's most highly rated new series so far.
Isn't that basically the corruption of the Amish
kid?